You sound like a white Morgan Freeman.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
You could like That's read me bedtime stories.
Coming in with Charles Tillman here on mixtape. Been a long time coming.
You start him getting impressions and costumes. We're gonna be here all day.
I'm with it. I'm with it. And you need. I want like all. I see you with the Boston. Mm-hmm. You know, so big Red Sox fan, right?
I'm a big everything fan. Yeah. Okay. For Boston.
For Boston.
Tyler's a big everything fan for everything.
Okay.
He used to be a Bengals fan. They let him down too many times. He got out of there.
Orlando. Now I'm a big Bears fan. How about it?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's all I care about.
He's a big Magic mm-hmm. fan.
Are you from Boston?
Oh, yeah.
What part?
Roslindale. Are you familiar with Boston?
I don't. Just accents. I act like I do, but I'm not.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
like,
okay.
You were finna say something. I was like, oh, you got me. You call my bluff.
Massachusetts, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just like the accents.
I appreciate that.
We had our fitness or strength conditioning coach. He was from Boston.
What part?
I don't know, but he's always say, "Hey, Josh, get your caps. You guys gotta get your caps. Where's the potty? Hey, Marty."
So he was just very loud.
Oh yeah, but like when I say Boston, I mean like Boston to the core. Like
yeah.
The thick accent, like God dang, like you know, I'm sure there's some New Yorkers here. They say coffee and mm-hmm. it's like real thick. Like mm-hmm. he was Boston all day long.
I feel like mine's getting weaker since I've been living here for a couple years.
It might be.
I don't appreciate. I don't yeah. care for it one bit.
So when you go back home, does it all just come right back out?
Not really, but I like. Because I don't go home for more than, like, a week, you know what I mean? And it's like, growing up, I had a thicker accent than everyone around me anyways. Yeah. So it's like, when I talk, my mother's from, like, Dorchester, like, which is Boston, like, right in the center of the mm-hmm. city. So hers is, like, you can barely understand her if you're not, like, from there.
Yeah.
So that's why mine was always thick. So it's, I just need to live back at home for, like, a month. And then
Understood.
I'll be good.
Understood.
But you're good to go, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are here. The legendary Charles Peanut Tillman. He is here for the Cornerstone Foundation Monday Night Football Contest. Support Cornerstone Foundation and join Charles Tillman for an epic Monday Night Football battle on December 17th. Grand prizes include pregame festivities with Tillman, 2 tickets to join Charles in a private suite at Bank of America Stadium to watch the Ooh. Panthers battle the Saints, 2 field passes, parking pass, and autographed Tillman memorabilia. Pretty good. Open to anyone over 18 to enter. Winner is responsible for travel if out of state. It's a $10 entry. Fans can enter until December 15th. Proceeds benefit the youth and families of Cornerstone Foundation. Visit any of Tillman's official social media pages to enter or visit go.cauzeo.com/cornerstone31. Peanut Tillman, how's it going, pal?
Pretty good.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Cornerstone Foundation? I can't read it all today, apparently.
No, it's cool.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So I started the foundation back in 2005, and back in 2008, my daughter received a heart transplant. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I, we had this foundation, and, you know, we figured it kind of changed us, you know, with our daughter getting this heart transplant. So got this foundation going on, and, you know, we're really just helping chronically and critically ill children throughout the greater Chicago area and in the Charlotte area as well. And we've been doing some great things. We've helped a lot of families, helped a lot of kids, and it's been a lot of fun truly saving and really not saving, but help changing and helping these families while they're going through just some tough times.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been unfair to me that children have to go through that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So it's a tremendous cause. We're glad to have you here. Glad to have you supporting.
And all of what you just said, man, it's $10. You're going to hang out with me. We're going to drink a beer. We're going to hang out. We're going to watch Monday Night Football, Saints and Panthers in the suite. We'll go down on the field. I'll sign a jersey for you. We'll get some Carolina swag. I mean, it's going to be a good time. It's like I said, man, it's $10, and all the money raised, I promise you guys, it's going to a great cause. If you want to look at what I'm doing, it's legit. It's a 501c3 charlestillman.org. You can go to the website. You can get tickets at all my social media platforms at Peanut Tillman.
If I win, can I meet Cam too?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay.
if I slide you a little extra, well, you can make sure we win, right? Like, if I slide you
Well,
11,
you
got to
pay the, you got to pay off the officials. You got to pay off the officials.
No, win the contest, not win the game. I don't care.
So here's the thing. I don't pick it. Mm. So it's like the lottery. Mm. All the numbers.
It's rigged.
It's No, it's not rigged. It's definitely not rigged. It's just like a some IT guy and his algorithm. It'll just pick or pull a number. So yeah, I'll tell you what. These raffles have been really good. In 2015, when I was in Carolina, we went to the year we went to the Super Bowl. We did a raffle, and I believe it was the first round of the NFC Championship game. I think we raised $20,000.
Okay.
Did the same thing. Did the same thing for the NFC Championship game. We raised 35 to 40,000.
I heard 50.
So did the same thing for the Super Bowl. So for the Super Bowl, I gave 2 tickets to the game, airline tickets, 2 tickets to I got your hotel, and yeah, and you got spending cash.
Ooh,
I think we raised about $100,000 in a week. And wow, the lowest ticket that you could buy was, I think, $1. No, it was like $3 for like 1 ticket.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. So, again, people, if y'all listen to this podcast, man, I'm telling you, charlestillman.org or at Peanut Tillman, it's some great stuff. We're going to have some great prizes. You guys have supported me in the past, and like always, I truly appreciate it. So I'll say thank you in advance for all the support.
Okay. Okay. You started talking about the Panthers there, but I feel like most people, they think of Peanut Tillman, they think of the Bears immediately. What do you think of this year's team? What do they need to do to win anything?
Oh, well, they got to stop losing games. You know, they were on a good streak, and then I believe it's 4 in a row they've lost the last 4.
They won on Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Losing to the Giants feels like 3 losses.
Yeah, okay. Well, I misspoke.
Should be.
They gotta win. They came back, though. It was a good one. It was a good one, I thought, with the pass in the end zone, and we go into overtime. But
do you think they should have went for 2?
No, I think they just need to not turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. Takeaways, man. At the end of the day, that's what it boils down to, is takeaways. There's a stat out there. If you're plus 1, you have a 70% chance of winning the game. Mm-hmm. Plus 2, 80. Plus 3, 90%. And when we would play games, whether I was in Carolina or whether I was in Chicago, our goal was not to outplay the offense that we were going against. We were always trying to outplay the defense.
Okay.
You know, if the defense has 1 takeaway, well, then we got to be 2 takeaways. Because if they have 1, they're plus 1. We're down 0. They have a 70% chance of winning the game already just off that 1 takeaway. So, therefore, they have 1. We got to go out and get 2 just so we can be plus 1 and get that 70%. So, again, at the end of the day, takeaways, take a freaking way.
There's a guy on the Bears right now who's pretty prolific at that, by the name of Eddie Jackson.
Yes.
He's like one of these Alabama guys.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of slipped in the draft a little bit because the smart draft guys now are saying that safety is not as important a position.
The smart draft guys.
Yeah, what do you have to say to these people? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Play the damn sport. Stop being you're not smart. You're not smart.
Tell them, Charles.
You're a suit. You don't know what you're talking about. Was it the Todd McKay, McShay?
McShay. Oh, yeah.
McShay.
No, that's our boss's best friend, like legitimately. They grew up together.
Bring him in here. Bring him in here. No, here's the thing, and I'm joking. He probably is smart. I just don't
respect him.
I don't respect all of what they say.
Right.
I think they are smart at what they do, but I think sometimes it's not just about looking at a sheet of paper. It's about really evaluating a guy and say, yeah, he can play. Forget what this paper says and everything else. He only ran a 4.540. How does he play?
Right.
He don't play like a 4.5. The dude plays like he's a 4.443.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people get caught up on the combine and how many times they do the bench press. And like, can the guy play? Can he play football? I don't give a damn if he can read. Can he play football? Well, that's what I'm drafting him for. Well, I want him. Sign him up.
Yeah.
Let's take him. The analytics, and they just make too much about how fast and how strong a guy is. Look at the film. What is he doing?
Right.
And what is he doing against quality teams in college? And I'm sure he went to Alabama, so you know he was a baller.
Right.
He balled out at Alabama. He's showing you no weaknesses. Take him. He's an analytic guy. And Mel Kiper, based off what my type 10, these are my 10 best availables, right? Like, man, get out of here with that. Is he a playmaker? Y'all see what he's doing. Sign him up, coach. Take him.
Well, that answer was perfect. That's exactly what I was hoping for.
Take them. Yeah, take them. People get too caught up in the combine. I sit there and I watch it, and I'm like, here's what I will say. If you're an ex-player and you're in television and you're talking about some of these college kids coming out, I respect them. I respect what they do because you play the game and you know. Right. So I'll always respect a coach even more if he was a former player. Mm-hmm. And then the actual players that are in, you know, the Booger McFarlands and things like that, I respect it because they know the game and they've been on the other side of the ball. So they get it. Sometimes you get some of these guys and they're just – you know, they smoke a cigar, they talk a little football, so they think they're a damn GM, and you know they're the Monday morning they're the Monday morning quarterback. Mm-hmm. I can only do so much of that. When I go out and I talk to certain people, then they start talking about the game and how this guy should run this play or he should blitz it, and I'm like, are you you know, they're still living off their glory days, thinking they're an Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. Like, come on, man. Get out of here.
If they put me in coach, I'd have won that state championship. Man, we'd have won.
Shut up, sucker.
Do you remember your combine numbers, Charles?
Oh, I absolutely do. I ran a 4.4 something. Sorry, my ADD kicked in. Is that Andy Reid?
Sure is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in like 1960 something.
Yeah. When he was 13 years old.
When he was 13 years old, right? I'm serious. You think I'm lying. That is Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. My wife's looking at me like, you're so dumb. But like, no, that really is him.
Sure is.
That was a pump-ass kick thing that he just destroyed, by the way, because all the other kids
are
like,
him and the kid behind him are the same age.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need to see his birth certificate. Mm-hmm. Combine number. Sorry, I got distracted.
No, hey, that's what we do here.
4.4 something in the 40.
4.49. We'll take it.
Okay, 4.49.
You had a big breakfast. We understand.
41 inch vertical. Is that right? 40.
Give yourself a lot of credit.
See. I don't know what my shuttle was.
300 on the bench. Yeah, we.
I know. I did the bench about 29 times. No,
this
it's
is
like
12. Yeah, this
is... See, I knew that. I was testing you on that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did 12. I don't know my shuttles or any of the other stuff. I think those are like the three that I remember.
You know your vertical?
I said
41 40. Inches.
You said it, oh, yeah, I no, said 41, but it is 40. I could jump. Oh man, that boy had them springs. Man.
Does it hurt your feelings that, like, your numbers are on the internet? Like, if you were, like, born 5 years early, you could just lie. We wouldn't have these numbers. You'd be like, I ran a 4.1. I bench pressed it 86 times. I had a 94-inch vertical.
But I wouldn't get anything out of that because I knew it wouldn't be true, so.
You don't get anything out of lying? Wow.
No, you don't.
Better man than me.
You don't. Mm. You don't get anything at all. Mm.
What is the...
Agree to disagree.
Yeah. We'll revisit that at a different time. That's fine. I'm sure you've been asked this a billion times, what's the secret to being able to just punch a football out of another grown man's hand? Why were you able to do that so easily?
I ate my Wheaties. Mm. I ate my Wheaties. Mm. Did a lot of push-ups. No, I thought differently, man. I just try to think outside the box and do something different. You know, the Luke Kuechlys and Brian Urlachers, those SOBs, they hit hard, mm-hmm. and I don't hit that hard. I damn near dislocated my shoulder trying to just put my body on another body, and it didn't work out for me. So I noticed guys, you know, they hold the football. It's kind of loose. It's
LeSean McCoy, yeah.
Yeah, and it's away from their body. And Coach Southern, I think I was in college, you know, he said, we played Wofford College, and, you know, he came to that game one day, and he goes, man, if you'd have just reached out and punched that ball, you'd have had a bunch of turnovers or takeaways. All right. So I started out in college in Louisiana Lafayette, and the difference in college, I was pretty fast. I thought I was pretty fast. I would take a shitty angle on purpose, and I would
run. To show off.
Because I knew I could get the ball that way. Yeah. I knew I could get the ball. So I would let the guy get in front of me, take a bad angle, and I would run him down from behind, mm-hmm. and then I would just punch it out. Did that all the time in college.
Pretty good.
I'm not that fast compared to some of these guys in the league. These guys can run. Mm-hmm. These guys are fast. So figured I'd get a new strategy and I'm going to just run up to the guy, and he's probably just going to expect me to tackle him. But when I tackle him, I'm going to just punch to him and see what happens. So did that in my first game in San Francisco. Did that. I had a force fumble in my very first game. And it's like, yo, this stuff.
Who was it?
I don't know. I was like, yo, this thing working right now. I'm going to keep this up. It's pretty good. So I just did it, and I was 44 punches later. It worked out for me.
How bad did you ever, like, miss? Did you ever just, like, rail off and, like, get someone in, like,
oh,
a
yeah,
cup?
I punched him in the ribs.
Break your ribs.
Punched him in the ribs. I've punched the face mask full blow.
Did you ever fuck up your hand? Like,
you
must have. Yeah, oh, boy, yeah. Oh, what the
fuck? Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Are you?
Wow.
Can you, Taylor, can you see?
BK. Oh, yeah.
Tyler. Sorry. Tyler.
Was that
Taylor.
The force fumble gone wrong, or that's just how it goes?
You see that? Yeah, that's a doobie right there.
Yeah, people can't see it. He's basically turning his pinky finger 360 degrees.
Are there bones in that finger? There can't be.
No, so I tore all the ligaments in it. Clearly.
At minimum, that's what you've done.
Oh, are they still torn?
They are.
Now they are.
They're still torn. So you know how the ACL, you know, you can go left, right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I basically tore that ACL in my finger. To you know, put in layman's terms.
What a horrifying thing! I'm not sleeping tonight. That's
Did not expect to see that.
Hey, it's a party trick. So when you get bored,
you and Tori Holt just like have your own gang signs.
And you're at the wedding, and you're just like nothing else to do. So it's like, hey, look at
my finger backwards.
Yeah.
And then people start talking about that, and you're good to go. I tell you, it's a great party trick. I got a couple more.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know. I was lying to you. Call my bluff.
Yeah, well, we put you on the spotlight.
You call my bluff. Damn it. I'm going to stop doing that.
All right.
Y'all always call my bluff.
That's what we do here. We're truth seekers.
Yeah.
We're bluff callers.
Were you on the field when – so in the news yesterday, Tom Brady got his 1,000th rushing yard of his career. And on the montage, they showed Brian Urlacher getting broken down.
Oh, come on.
Were you on the field for that?
Did
you have a good view?
I had a great view. I
was the bad angle to get the good view.
I was running, but we were too close, and I missed. He had already scored, so.
Did you see the
fall? That was like a huge third down play, mm-hmm. too. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. Why are y'all bringing up old memories? Shiza.
It was on the TV yesterday.
They would show that one. That's probably his
His only good
run. Probably like his claim to fame, his only good run.
I haven't heard his name much outside of that.
Urlacher was...
He's juked one person in 19 years.
What a...
Big whoop.
Huge whoop, I would argue. What do you think of Brian Urlacher's new hair?
I like it now.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. In the beginning...
Did it have to grow on you?
It did have to grow on me.
Him too.
I like it. I like it. That was very dapper move on you. Big hat, yeah.
Big hat.
It grew on me. I had touched it. I think when we were at the Hall of Fame, we're walking up the steps, or whatever, and I hate to say this, but I put my hand through his hair. I'm not afraid to say it.
Do you have a nice shot
in my game? I waved my hand through his hair, and I was like, oh, okay, it feels real. I just wanted to touch it.
Did it bite back?
It did not bite back. It didn't snap back. Didn't bite back. Didn't trap back. Didn't flex back. Didn't puff up. Step up. It just went straight through. Mm. Not nappy, no nothing. He didn't have a kitchen. It went right on through.
Hair didn't want the smoke. Wow.
Yeah. It was good. It was nice. It was soft, you know. Whatever.
I'm glad he's taking care of it.
He is. He's done a good job. Like I said, I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
But in the first part, I was like. Yeah, what the...
If he walked in his playing days, if he walked in the locker room with that on his head.
Oh, man.
What would everybody say?
Well, I'll put it like this. When he had it, we still clowned him.
Yeah.
Like, it's playing in the locker room or not, like, we still just made fun of him for it. Like, we all made fun of him.
And that's what I like.
I think the person who roasted him the most was Spice Adams, Anthony Adams.
Oh, man.
He roasted him. I wish I had a video. Can you find one of his videos? Like, it's,
Spice?
Adams having some fun? I don't believe it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like the Spice I know and love.
I think Spice made a couple of videos, and they were awesome. He needs some milk. I think that was one of the things that he was saying, and everyone was just kind of, you know, the Russell Westbrook, he kind of does that look right there. That was in the video. He's like, yeah, and this is my new hair. And he takes his hat off, and then he shows all these people just kind of,
just having a peek at it.
Yeah, they kind of did that look right there. It's that, you know, you ever see the one with the pug? There's that pug and the pug kind of.
He's looking kind of crazy, yeah.
It's crazy like that with the big eyes. Yeah. He made a video with a bunch of reactions like that. Good stuff.
The Urlacher, like, did he take the jokes in stride, or is he roast back, or how does that happen?
Oh, yeah, he rolls back. He takes them. The thing about us, man, we're so tight with each other. Like, we don't hold back on anything. And if you get mad, it only makes it worse.
Oh, definitely.
Because 1,000%. I was like, oh, he's mad now.
Yeah, let's and double down.
Let's double, triple down.
We know what hits his button.
We know what hits his button. He's sensitive about this, or he's sensitive about, oh, you salty? Oh, you hot right now? Hey, yo, he hot. And then it's just like blood in the water. And everyone's like, yo, 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 he hot. Hey, 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 yo, yo, he got mad. He got mad. Everybody, let's go talk about it.
Coaches are running over. Like.
Yeah. Everyone's mad. I was
Dick
like,
was in there getting some.
Everybody. So, but that wasn't just him. That just went for everybody.
Right,
you,
right.
And you
right.
can't, yeah, man. You can't. Don't try to defend yourself because, or if you explain it. No, this my it is my hair because, you know, We already got you.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it.
The best thing you can do is just take it. Just be like, all right, mm-hmm. it's my time. You guys got me. I just got to sit here and take it.
It'll be over soon enough.
It'll be over soon enough.
It'll be someone yeah. else's. Just someone take else the
roast.
Fuck up.
Just take the roast. It'll be over in no time.
That's all you got to do. Who from your era would you say is like an underrated quarterback who was hard to like get a read on? Because obviously we know like all the greats, but who was someone who was a little under the radar who you think deserves a little bit more credit?
I think Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
I think he deserves a little bit more credit than what he's gotten. I think he did some good things. I mean, it helped. Calvin Johnson helped him a lot.
I could see that.
I think for because sure. you know he had the ability to just launch it, and you know Calvin would go up, and 99% of the time he would come down with the ball. But yeah, he's done some good things with his offensive coordinator. Forgive me, but I'm going to try and pronounce his name, Jim Bob Cooter.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
Jim Bob Cooter. has helped his career. I think he's really helped him out. They've been good for each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've been good for each other. Jim Bob Cooter.
According to the research, White Morgan Freeman over there did said. You said once Marvin Harrison was the best offensive player you ever played against. Is that true?
No. I said future, or excuse me, I said Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison was one of the best
excuse
players.
Me.
Yeah, get it right.
Excuse
we don't
me.
Want any.
No, I don't want the smoke.
Man, when you made the Hall of Fame, you got to reassess it. And it's like, you know what? He's not Marvin Harrison. He's Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison.
Landlord Marvin Harrison.
Landlord Marvin Harrison. I played him earlier in my career, and I was just a young, dumb, talented, athletic cornerback who had no idea knowing what he was doing on the field. I was just going off of pure athleticism, and I didn't really know how to play the position. And he schooled the hell out of me. I mean, you ever see the show Kung Fu? And it's the white guy, and you know he's like, you know, there's the old Asian guy, his master, and he's blind, and he's like, young grasshopper, you must grab the pebble out of my hand. And, you know, he's trying to grab him. The guy's like, you know, he's blind. That's kind of how playing Marvin Harrison was. Like, I had to jam him, and I couldn't even touch him. Like, trying to get a pinky on him. Just, And he was.
Even the pinky turned around backwards?
Even the pinky turned around backwards. I couldn't touch him.
So Marvin Harrison made you feel like a white guy. Wow.
Or that, yeah. He made me feel like that.
Just an unathletic. So it was me. It was me
out there.
He just
made me. He made me feel real stupid. Made me feel real low, like I was unathletic, uncoordinated. Oh, yeah. He just made me feel, yeah, just terrible. And it didn't help that Peyton Manning was his quarterback. So, yeah. Marvin Harrison.
And Jim Sorgi.
Yeah.
He
got me.
Yeah, and Sorgi.
But I will say, future Hall of Famer Calvin Harrison, once I figured out how to play quarterback, or excuse me, cornerback, and I got a couple of tools. I put some tools in my little toolkit or my bag. Calvin was a very difficult receiver to cover.
Just because he was a massive human
being. Just
because
he was a massive human being. He was strong. He was tall. He was fast. Wasn't quick, but he was fast.
Right.
And he was just very physical, and he had great size. And his ability, his depth perception, his hand-eye coordination. I mean, when that ball's up in the air and he's like, nope, nope, nope. And then you see everyone else jump, and he's like, suckers, now I'm a jump. You know, he was like the best at timing the ball and knowing when to jump. Him and Randy Moss, those are like two of the top receivers in my era that I played against that I think were the best. Excuse me, Hall of Fame Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Correct.
Who are some, I guess, some of the younger receivers now that you watch and, like, notice those skills? Like, when you said it, I thought immediately about Hopkins as far as, like, hand-eye coordination, knowing when to jump for the ball. But who are some guys that you watch now and take notes on or just see?
Well, I think I'm a big AB fan from Pittsburgh, and I think he does fairly good at getting the ball. Odell Beckham,
decent.
He's not having a good year. He's not having a good year.
Having a great year throwing the ball.
He's having a great year throwing the ball. He's doing a lot of kicking. He's doing a whole lot of kicking pregame. Mm-hmm. But you know, I say those two guys, and I know everyone knows when they're at the top of their game, and they're, you know, the face of the NFL as far as selling tickets and things like that. But they really do have a good craft, and I've seen the videos and their work ethic and what they do and how they work out. Their hand-eye coordination is good. I've seen Odell go up and just make some unbelievable catches, and I'm like, damn, he caught that. Allen Robinson made a catch the other day while the defender was, like, all
draped
over
on
him,
yeah.
Draped on
yeah.
him like a cape, and he still came down with him. So, yeah, man, I think once – and here's the beautiful thing about this game of football. Once Odell Beckham made that one-handed – that amazing one-handed catch against the Dallas Cowboys, I've seen so many other people try to duplicate that, replicate that, and they've done it in games. If you think back, right. It was the I believe it was Alabama. I don't know the player's name. It's probably about 4 or 5 years ago where he caught the ball behind the dude.
Oh, yeah.
He
caught
it, like, it to the back of his helmet.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and he caught it, went a couple steps and went down. That play has happened numerous times since then. The one-handed catch that Odell catches like this now, he's caught. And I will say he's the game changer of how people started catching the ball, but since he's done that, so many other players, current players, college players, high school players, they're going off and they're making unbelievable catches right now. It's amazing to see one person do it and then everyone else start to do it. It's a trend now.
Now, since that happened, you'd know better than me on most things, but this specifically. I hear a lot of people say, oh, it's easy to do that because of the gloves. Is that true, or is that just people hoping?
I think the gloves help, but you still have to have the hand-eye coordination to actually catch the damn ball.
Right.
This is
you
like
just put your hand up there.
Right.
And
okay.
To
so
it.
Okay, I take steroids. Is that going? Well, I'm making an example. Let me preface
oh.
that.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
Let me preface that. Okay, I'm a baseball player, right? I'm a professional baseball player. I'm taking steroids. Okay, is that going to make me hit the ball? Like, I still got to have great hand-eye coordination to hit the damn ball.
Right.
Just because I take steroids, it's not guaranteed a home run.
Right.
Like, you still have to have that hand-eye coordination to get the damn – to hit the ball, to put the bat on the ball. So, yeah, you have to have skill. You still got to have a talent to do that.
For sure.
But I don't take steroids, for the record. I know y'all looked at me.
I mean, you just said it so
in my
free.
I know, right? In my mind, mind, the way I was saying it, I was going somewhere with it.
Yeah, you were trying to set an example.
I was trying to set an example. I don't take steroids, but if I did take steroids, I would have to hit the ball if I were playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm glad you quit steroids, Charles.
I didn't take steroids.
We believe you.
Yeah.
No one else is going to hear this. It's fine.
Definitely.
Holy, I don't believe him. No, he's lied to us like 20 times today.
Yeah, don't believe him in the slightest.
No, sure don't. Tyler, you got anything else before he incriminates himself further?
I do want to know, like, do you still take joy in, like, the Packers, Lions struggling? Like, does that ever really go away?
Oh, yeah. No, it never goes away. It never goes away. You want them to lose every game, and you want the Bears to win every game. So it just helps align us in first place, and it just better puts us in a better position to stay on top and win the NFC North. Yeah,
we do look good, Charles.
Never goes away. It never goes away.
Was Chicago like a great sports town? Because obviously, I'm Boston. I think we're number one. But Chicago, like, what was it like as a player? Like,
you know what? It is.
Especially the Bears.
I've been to Boston a couple times, and I know. You guys think you have title town and championships and the Penguins.
We don't think that.
And the Sox or Red Sox and the Celtics and
that's
everything
just true.
Everything Cloverleaf and all that, you know, Lucky Charms. Mm-hmm. Not charms, but Lucky Charms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. The Bulls, those championships, the Blackhawks, those championships, the White Sox, that championship. the Cubs, that
Cubs
championship.
Got one, yeah.
The Bears, we haven't gotten ours since 85, but we're still working on it. We're still working on it.
Beat
but
the Patriots.
It's the city, and I don't care how long you've been there. It's a Bears town first,
right?
Like it's they're diehard Bear. They're diehard. They're so diehard they will curse you out in a New York minute when you lose,
yeah.
And then curse you out some more. Talk all that mess about you. Then they'll be there Sunday,
right,
cheering you on.
Of course.
You know, so, yeah, I love them. I love them. They're critical at times, a little hypercritical, overcritical, but in the end, they're some of the best fans in the world. I give them that. They will be there. I don't give a damn if it's 10 degrees, 10 below. Somebody going to have their shirt off. Somebody going to be cooking a brisket at 5 o'clock in the morning in the South lot getting it in. Mm. That's how they go, man.
Yeah, 10 degrees feels warm for Chicago.
Yeah, it's just you got to be. It's a different kind of. It's a different kind of cold. That Hawk ain't no punk and ain't no joke. But if you embrace it, just don't think about it. It's all mental. You be all right.
Yeah. So let's get your Super Bowl prediction for this year before we get out of here.
Well,
Bears by 40.
Bears by 40. No, I think it'll be. I don't know who to pick between L.A. and New Orleans, but I'm gonna say L.A. and Kansas City.
Mm.
I'm going with them. L.A., Kansas City.
Just no defense being played?
Yeah, no defense being played. I mean, that was a hell of a game that Monday night.
It sure was.
A couple weeks ago.
It sure was.
Those are my two games.
Aaron Donald's a monster.
No one has anything for him right now. And I would love to see Aaron Donald go against the New England Patriots.
Dominate
all day.
Disagree.
Dominate all day.
I'm all set.
McDaniels, you have nothing on him.
Dante Scarnecchia has got plenty for him.
Got nothing on him.
Plenty.
Mm-mm. What was that movie?
Plenty of nothing, yeah.
Yeah, he is. So-and-so ain't got nothing on me.
That Training Day.
Training Day. What did he say?
King Kong
ain't got nothing on me. How did I not know that? Yeah, sorry.
Needed a couple of white guys from Boston to tell you the Denzel quote. It's fine. The Cornerstone Foundation, again, Monday Night Football
contest. I just lost my card right now because I didn't remember
that. That was the last we ever saw of Peanut Tillman ever again.
By the way, that was, you know, Shawshank. That was in...
There you go.
Massachusetts, right? Somewhere up in that area?
That was New York.
Shawshank is just sad.
It's dreary, sad. Yeah, no good.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
I plug miss my friend.
Plug the website again.
CharlesTillman.org or any of my social media platforms at Peanut Tillman.
Beautiful. Fans can enter until December 15th. Peanut, loved it, man. Thank you very much. Definitely didn't do steroids.
No, I did not do steroids. I was making a
yeah,
point.
Okay.
And I was like, I know I said it like out of the blue, but in my head it was like, oh yeah, I take steroids. Like, wait. Okay, sorry. What's that disease or thing when you just say stuff all the time?
Foot and mouth disease.
No, not the foot and mouth. I don't have that. When you just say stuff, Tourette's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like Tourette's. It's just like Tourette's. You know, when you have Tourette's, you just say something. Like, yeah, you know, the Bears. I take steroids. We went the season, and it was fairly. No, it was an accident.
That's fine.
I don't
Listen,
take steroids.
Again, no
I
one's
was
gonna
just
hear
trying
this.
To tell
it's
a
fine.
Story.
It's fine.
No, just, yeah, no, we haven't even started recording yet. It's great.
Yeah, I was just telling the story. And it was an example in the story.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules ain't slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Slightly better. Sounds like you're like adjusting like a stand-up comedian microphone now.
Mm-hmm.
You just walk out, it's a little bit too low from the guy before you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you got to put it back in, twist it around a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's standard. That's like getting into a batter's box. You don't just walk up there with like your bat over your head. You got to tap the plate.
Yeah, you just like you have to like buy some time.
Yeah,
it's like yeah, my bad. I had to. My daughter was up here before me, and you make a joke about the previous comedian's height and also his sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Potentially his sexual preference, yeah.
Yeah, people liked it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, that kills. It has since the 40s.
People like that a lot.
Peanut Tillman.
Are they about to hear it, or they have just heard it?
No, that one's too good. You got to lead off with that.
Fair. No, I agree.
And noted steroid user, Charles Peanut Tillman.
Yeah, listen. I heard him try to walk it back, but I know what I heard.
He was a delight.
He was.
And yeah, like that.
I really like, I think really everybody in the NFL really should just play like 10 years and quit. Like he seems like he's very still much, like still quick, still about it. Like I don't, feels like year 12, 13, 14, bit too long.
Yeah, like Antonio Gates is way too far gone.
Yeah, no, I feel like he, like there was a time I was like, man, he's going to have like a perfect career. Like he like played basketball, so avoided like all the college hits or most of the college hits. Plays like 10 years, and then he's like, nope, he signed for one more year with the Chargers. I'm like, no, what are you doing?
He was like, oh, I'll get the ring and just retire on top. And he said that like 7 straight years.
Yeah, now he doesn't remember his middle name. I'm looking. Yeah, Peanut played 03 to 2015. So that's a strong, I would say 10. Okay, so 12-year max.
Yeah.
I was going to say unless you're a quarterback, but I don't know. Some of the shots they take, it might need to be less for a quarterback.
Right. They might take arguably like it only happens about once a game as opposed to a lineman where it's every play, but it's probably the hardest shot other than like if a punt returner has their head up, but that happens like once a season.
I feel like it feels like more than once. Like you got to think all the times they just get knocked down. The play just doesn't matter. Just holding. Like Rodgers just gets smashed. And it's like, oh, false start. Rakitu.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Rodgers, you were riling people up yesterday because that guy.
I wasn't riling anything. I was asking honest questions.
You know what? A lot of people don't like honesty.
Yeah, no, because there's something I was just talking about that I want to talk about on here that people don't like either. But
we'll get, yeah, what's that?
We'll get to it.
Maybe.
Okay, yeah. It's Dak Prescott and how much money he's going to get this offseason. It's going to be great.
You think he's going to get like a huge bag?
There's no way he doesn't, right? Like, what? That's just what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see if the Cowboys had.
I'm sorry. What did you
say? Well, I was going to say if they had stunk and had got like the first or second pick.
Even then, I don't know. Dak feels like a Jerry guy. He feels to me like, oh, yeah, we've already got our quarterback. We use that first on a tight end for our quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, no, if he had knelt for the anthem, A, he'd already be gone.
Correct.
But yeah, he said everything he needed to say to make sure Jerry knew he was the right guy for the job.
Yeah, now, like, again, get him a wide receiver. He's Purdue. They're going to win that division.
Like, I would assume so.
Like, I won't say that makes them a good team or a bad team, but they're going to win that division. They're going to have a home playoff game. And somebody told me that, like, this is, like, finally the year that the Cowboys have, like, mad salary cap space. It's like, okay. Oh, yeah, they're going to blow all this.
Definitely.
It's like, yeah, he's like, somebody told me they make, like, a couple quick cuts and restructure. They could have $70 million. I was like, so this is, like, Dak gets 66 of that before April, right? Like, that's just how these quarterback deals go.
Right.
Like, Aaron Rodgers has made, like, $49 million this month just off, like, the signing or signing guarantee.
Man, boy, was that a bad signing.
Worse than what Dak's about to get? No, I don't know.
I've never seen Dak throw it 50 times for 230 yards.
Hey, don't watch a lot of Cowboys, do you? No. No, the Packers stink.
Yeah, and...
You tried to sell your Packers to me a couple. I just wasn't buying them.
Well, it's because I now work so closely with Big Cat, and he's just so terrified of them. I was like, yeah, I guess I could see it. But to be
yeah,
that whole division just kind of stinks.
I'm still willing to hold out some hope for the Bears just because they don't have their quarterback. But no, everybody else stinks comfortably.
The Vikings, I'm still willing to call that game like a tie because we only won by 14, and that should have been like a 30 point drubbing. Like those guys stink, and I get like Xavier Rhodes was out, and I guess one of their other corners. Fucking Abe, the artist formerly known as Abe Broman, tried to tell me their top four corners were out. Like, all right, no one has four top corners to begin with, so let's calm down.
Try to sneak a lie in on me, did you?
Yeah.
Hernandez?
Yeah. I was like, that's all well and good. That doesn't explain why your offense has 7 points. Like, I'm not buying it all.
They just need a quarterback. They didn't give $90 million guaranteed dollars to anyone this offseason. No, I'll say, I walked away from this game, I think, less of you all. Because, again, I was like, no, these guys stink. You guys should
be buying. That's what I'm saying.
I agree. Yeah, no, Patriots stink. Worst 2-seed in history.
It's also wild, soon to be 1-seed potentially, which would be just a coup. Just an absolute coup.
Man, I wouldn't. What if the Texans end up with a one seed? Billy O'Brien gets a 9-year extension.
We already got the tiebreaker over them, so they'd just have to like win out and us lose, I guess, once because we have the same record.
I could see that happening. Again, their schedule stinks.
Oh, it does. Yeah, no, they play in a horrible division too.
Y'all, I mean, but even then, y'all got to have at the Steelers. That's much harder. Y'all have at the Dolphins and at the Steelers. That's tougher than any game the Texans have left. Either
buddy,
of those two.
Buddy. Mm-mm. At the Steelers.
Listen, they've got your number. I don't know what to tell you. Heinz Field, Brady never walks into Heinz Field and walks out alive. I don't know what to
the like. I know the players may have been doing the offsides 3 times at the end of the game intentionally,
well, but just one in particular, really.
Because they're so poorly coached, I can't even tell if that was intentional or if they were just like, no, we were just trying to block the kick and didn't know when to go.
I think it was just Artie Burns just taking matters into Artie Burns' hands.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out.
Yuck. Now, I get like the Chargers might finish with the one seed now.
I mean, sure. I'm not even sold on them yet.
No, I'm not. I think everybody stinks, actually.
I think that's probably where I'm about at, too.
Yeah, like the Rams haven't looked good for about a month. After the Saints lost to the Cowboys, I was like, okay, so nobody's good. Just nobody's right. Good.
I'm not even, because that was a Thursday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm not, I still think the Saints are the best team in the league, and they still, like, once the playoffs start, they'll only play in domes, which...
They did in Dallas and scored 10 points.
For sure, but like, nope, unless I missed something, I don't think any of these playoff games are going to be on Thursday nights.
Listen,
although I guess they had a full week. They had a full week.
Because if you're putting a fast one past Goodell, you're a better man than me. He's like, yeah, Tuesday morning football. Think about that. Kickoff's 11:15 Eastern.
But yeah, no, the Chiefs might be done out here.
Well, I feel like one half, they might be done. One half, this might, like, not the way it happened, but this might be exactly what they need. Like, they've been coasting for too long. Like, they needed okay, guys, let's tighten up. And now Mahomes is just going to rush for 50 yards a game now to make up some of that difference, then this might be what the doctor ordered.
Mahomes is great. They need, emphasis on need. If they're going to play the Patriots in the playoffs, they need that game to be at Arrowhead, or they have no shot.
I agree with that.
And they have, I think they have the Ravens and the Chargers still left. It's not looking great. And they already lost the head-to-head. So if they lose one of those and the Patriots win out, which isn't a guarantee because we still have to go to Miami, which Miami stinks, but doesn't matter who's on Miami. As long as we have to go to Miami, that's always a tougher game than it needs to be for us.
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah, they've got Ravens, Chargers, and then at Seahawks are their next three for the Chiefs. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I was like, hey, man, the Chargers might just – well, yeah, we were 6 seed the entire year. Surprise, now we're 12-4.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Everyone, I fully – when everyone's bad, I'm going to just trust Brady and Belichick. That's where I'm at right now. It's like, all right, everyone's bad. They know how to just win a game, though.
Again, I'd love to, but man, oh man, I ain't forgot that. The worse the Lions look, the more I go back to that Lions-Patriots game.
Yeah, no, it wasn't great. Although Goff kept running the throw it to their defensive line, and for some reason they wouldn't catch it play, that was a wild move.
Just the way McVay drew it up, man. First option was wide open.
And I'm trying to think.
No, everybody literally stinks now. Cam Newton stinks.
Cam Newton
the
stinks.
Panthers stink. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers stink. The Chiefs may. Well, I don't. We're gonna find out because again, those next 3 weeks are. I feel like it's tougher three.
Yeah, anyone's had.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that defense. You can't be giving up 30 points to the Raiders. You just can't.
No. Yeah. They almost came back. It was almost a fourth quarter Derek Carr comeback.
I'm trying to think who else. Like, the Bears, I understand, like, it was Chase Daniel, but you can't lose to the Giants. You just can't.
Again, I'm not – just because it is Chase – again, it's like, didn't Chase Daniel get, like, $15 million this offseason? Like, 3 years, $15 million, something like that?
Yep. I mean, I feel like he gets that every other offseason somehow.
That's why I'm amazed that people are like, there's no way Dak gets $100 million. I was like, have y'all ever watched the NFL? I don't think there's – okay, I won't say that, but I don't think there's a chance that next contract he's making less than $20 million a year average.
Yeah, no, I think around 20. I'd probably say like 20 to 22, somewhere in there.
That's what I want to say, but then like it just keeps getting reset. Like this is basically Derek Carr, and when Derek Carr signed, he had the biggest one. So is that just going to – that just gets like 4 years, $150 million?
I just don't know, and it may not even matter, but – I feel like Derek Carr was at least like, yes, someone else would sign me. And I know everyone wants a quarterback. I just don't know if Dak's the guy who would be like, I don't know, man, the Giants offered me this. Like, I don't think he's getting that, like, counter offer. Like, I think Jerry Jones is going to hand him an already filled out contract and be like, this is your deal.
Oh, yeah, no, he's definitely bidding against himself. Mm-hmm. But listen, again, they're going to have that, like, home playoff game in the dome. Everybody stink. Like, say they win one game.
Yeah, I think they have to.
Yeah, like, I don't even think they have to. If they win a game, that'll be an extra year. It'll be 6 years instead of five. But I feel like that contract is already filled out. I'm trying to see if they would even – yeah, they would be looking at this either the Seahawks, Washington, or the Vikings. And I would be trying to position it to not play the Seahawks.
Correct, yeah, that's the – for sure not.
Yeah, either of those other two don't care, or the Panthers or the Eagles – or the Buccaneers, who are Eagles, not eliminated yet.
Eagles might be – I'd probably put them right behind the Seahawks. Like, they haven't looked good this year, but I feel like they have the highest ceiling out of any of those teams, other than the Seahawks.
I guess we'll find out here tonight.
Yeah.
They should handedly beat Washington, but I just don't think they're good enough to do that.
Right, and I have no intention. Like, you talk about a stinkeroo of a game. Like, I have no intention of watching this game.
Yeah, no, I look forward to skipping over most of it.
Yeah, that was the Falcons stink still. Good to see.
Yeah, well, I never deviated from that train. Because, boy, are they bad.
Indianapolis, you talk about a game you can't lose. And
yeah, no, that... Like, I saw the score. I was like, what was this, first half?
Yeah. That was bad. Oh, Tennessee came back to beat the Jets? That's news to me.
Yesterday, yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, again, still alive for the division, so.
Yeah, and then everything else.
Yuck. Are the Texans, I'll say, I don't think the Texans stink.
No, I don't think they stink.
They might, but I guess I don't know. Like, nine straight, I don't care who you're playing against.
Right, yeah, no, that's, like, if they had started the year with nine straight wins and then lost the last three, people would be like, oh, this team's best team in the league.
Right.
But since they lost the first three, everyone's still like, can I buy it? Like, yeah, I'm as high as on the Texans as I've ever been, really.
Home versus the Colts, at the Jets, at the Eagles, home for the Jaguars. So the Texans are getting the one seed.
I'll tell you what, they should lose one of these for themselves. You can't take it from me. You can't go into the playoffs on
just winning 12 straight.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. That's a great way to lose your first game by like 40.
Well, you guys didn't win 12 straight though. You won 18 straight, so it's not the same.
Yeah, no, and buddy, listen, you just don't want to do it. That's why, like, the Patriots always like to get, like, a nice November loss and then just win out from there, and then whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
They showed some stats since 2001, the most December wins. The Steelers were closer in second place than I would have guessed. Like, it was only,
they
like...
Yeah, they got you guys' number.
It was only, like, 15 less losses or something. I was shocked. I would have put money. We were, like, 40 up on anyone else because we just don't lose in December.
Yeah, get out that done early. I respect
it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lose like one in September, one in October, one in November, and then like one in February. That's when we lose.
Mm-hmm. You got to beat the Colts and Jaguars just 'cause that's division. But one of the at Jets or at Eagles, I wouldn't say take a dive, but maybe run the vanilla offense.
Yeah, yeah, that Jets game, it's just like, yeah, let's fuck up their draft pick just for no reason. Make it worse for them. And, yeah, well...
Ooh, or maybe you do that for the Jaguars. If you win those first three, just rest everybody. Like, no, let the Jaguars get the go from the sixth pick to the tenth pick. They're not getting, they're not changing quarterback anyway.
No. They're three up on Indy, so, yeah, they take care of business against the rest of these guys. But you almost have to lose with your starters in. You know what I mean? You can't.
Oh, yeah, no. You can't tank it.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You keep them in, but I just run the vanilla. Like, you do what Bama did this. You run the vanilla offense. You don't want to show Georgia anything. I'm going to have to beat you again in 2 weeks. You run the Tua's bad play.
Over and over and over again.
Saban's a genius. A mastermind.
Oh, that game. There was a point in that game where I knew Alabama was still going to win because it's like there's more than 1 second left in the game. And I was like, yeah, Alabama's still going to win. And I was like, you know what? Georgia's shown me enough today that they belong in the playoff. And then the way in which they lost, I was just like, get this team. This team's not even top 10 anymore. Get them out of here.
Oh, boy. That's fake punt, man. Oh, man. I ain't saying I'd fire Kirby Smart, but if I was athletic, we'd need to have a talk about it.
I mean, you talk about just the boneheaded its decision. I'd forgotten about the fake punt until you, because I'm.
Oh, boy. I'll never forget about the fake punt.
All I can remember is, like, feeling really good. It's hard to feel good for anyone on Alabama just because, like, yeah, you're supposed to win. But it's hard not to feel good for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And so that's all I can remember from that game. But you're right. PU with that fake punt. Like, you got to be shitting me, dude.
Yeah, now, listen, with the way Hurts looked, I don't know who the best quarterback in Alabama is anymore. That guy looked tremendous.
He chopped his dreads and started taking the position serious, as Paul Feinbaum scholars would probably say.
Oh, yeah, Tua's got his work cut out for him.
He does. And, I mean, he did look legitimately hurt.
Yeah, it's going to be 4 months off until another game, so he'll be fine, but... I wonder if they just bring them back just to fuck with Georgia. Just Georgia just won't stop losing in the same place to backup quarterbacks.
It's so funny that 2 years in a row they have a game won, and then Alabama makes a simple QB change, and Georgia just falls. They're like, oh, we didn't see that coming at all. Like, we're done out here.
The day before this game, I talked to a UGA fan. He's like, I think we're going to win because I think we're going to do the same thing to them. Like, we're going to put Fields in late, and he's going to win it for us. And as I was watching, I was like, oh, man, you had the vision. Almost.
And they also did put Fields in, to be fair.
Yeah, he was in for the fake.
Which made it the most obvious. Like, if you watch Alabama's defense, they were like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Who's that gentleman in the backfield? This is, all right, who's, everyone.
Who's that guy wearing number one? I wonder who you think that is.
Yeah, and they just – it was exactly like the Colts fake punt, I don't even know what to call it, against the Patriots, where the Patriots just didn't fall for it at all and lined up perfectly.
That's – like, once they started not backing up, I was like, I don't know if they had any time. Because I remember thinking, I was like, it's late in the game.
Right.
It was like fourth down, so you can't just eat the snap, but you can't run this play. They're waiting for it.
Correct. Yeah, no, they were all over it. It was just,
like, at very worst, you audible, like, okay, let's just try to run like a normal play. Like, if we're going for it and they know we're going for it.
Listen, if Fields just catches it and punts it, like, it's not going to be a good kick.
Right.
But it's going to be better than what fucking happened.
It just goes backwards over his head. Quinnen Williams runs it in. Bama win.
Who is that dude who caught the slant from Tua and just ran faster than any human alive?
Oh, Jalen Samuels, yeah. True freshman Jalen Samuels.
I thought it was Waddle.
Oh, Waddle. Yeah, Jalen Waddle. Yeah. Jalen Samuels plays for NFL.
Pitt Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I sent it to you on Twitter. The only reason we didn't see him reach top speed is because he just ran out of field. Like, he was
100 yards is not enough.
Yeah. He had like two more gears to get into, and he just caught it, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to score now. Like, that was insane.
Yeah. True. Yeah. He and Jerry Jeudy, I think, could both make all pro teams right now. They're like 18 and 19.
Yeah, I mean, they're both horrifying. Just absolutely horrible. This is why, like, I don't know. People keep overthinking. Like, I get Georgia. I think it was minus 13. Georgia covered that. Good for them. Like, congrats. People, like, yeah, severely underestimate this Georgia team in like a historic, I mean, this Bama team in like a historical context. Like, I don't know, other than like the 01 Hurricanes, like who's beating this team?
Even then, man, the thing is, their team is like, so much of their team is just true sophomores.
Right.
Fresh. So it's like, okay, maybe the 01 Hurricane team beats this team. Will they beat them next year?
Yeah.
When like 20 of the 22 guys are back? Maybe not.
Feels like it'd be tough.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see Jalen Waddle turn 19 first before we see for his game ages. No, that was an Odell. That was one of those, like, he takes a couple steps. It's like, oh, yeah, no, there's not a single person catching him. They're like a conveyor belt, and everyone else was going the other way.
Yeah, that was Josh Gordon against Aqib Talib back in 2013. Just like, oh, yeah, no, we're standing next to each other, but you got no shot.
Yeah, no, not for long.
And then, I mean, it was a, like, I didn't leave my bed this weekend at all. It was great. Yeah, I wasn't sick or anything. I just laid still for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And it couldn't have been a better weekend. Like, I feel like the Celtics won their two games back to back. That started it off great. Saturday, I guess, you all right? You just collapsed?
Yeah, no, there was a trash can about to fall, and I tried to catch it, and I think I made things worse. But I'm here.
Saturday, like, college football was whatever. Like, none of the games were really that intriguing other than Alabama-Georgia to me, like, coming into the day. That held true. I guess Texas-Oklahoma for some people. I didn't give a shit.
I just like watching Kyler Murray. I don't really care about, like, the game.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine. It for me, it takes a little bit away from it, knowing, like, he doesn't even give a fuck about the NFL. Like, I know I'm not going to be able to keep watching him, so I'm like, yeah, all right.
I go the other way. It's like, man, oh, man. What a guy on top of life. He's like, yeah. After this season ends, I'm going to go play professional baseball.
Right. Yeah, no, I can't wait to see him play baseball, see if he's any good.
Doesn't matter. He already got paid. Who cares? Who cares if he's good?
I don't disagree. But then Saturday night, just like easily my favorite thing that happens on Twitter is when we all just like log off for a second, we put on our bow ties, and we all just become boxing officials.
That's easily my favorite Twitter. Burt Sugar Twitter is easily my favorite rendition. Teddy Atlas, like, Twitter, yeah.
No one's ever, ever, ever talking about boxing until it's on.
Not a single one of my timeline has ever thrown or taken a punch. And we're all out there like, yeah, work the body, chop down the tree. What are you doing, Deontay? Like, what?
I'll be honest, there were plenty of times during that fight, like, you definitely can't hit him in the head. He's proven that time and time again. He's 6'9", just hit him in the stomach. What are mm-hmm. you doing?
I think Tyson Fury missed his calling, man. Maybe he probably did it on purpose because it was a bad idea. He's made much more money boxing than football. But what a left tackle. What a tight end with those quick feet.
I mean, can you imagine? He could be like Cantor in the post with those moves.
Yeah, no, slithery.
There have been plenty of athletic fat guys in the history of sports, but I don't know many who were as, like, quick as him.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even think he's fat. It's like he's big and built terribly, but, like, 260 at, like, 6'10"? That ain't too bad. Yeah,
that was the crazy part. When they said his weight, I was like, there's no fucking chance. Like, there's no.
Too high? 225?
Like, a thing I had never seen in boxing, and it's not like I've watched every fight that's ever happened, but I watch it enough.
Hard to tell from the timeline.
I mean, we've all watched every fight.
That's right. I invented boxing, yeah.
When I've never once before the fight seen the ref go, now your belt's a little too high, but we're gonna let it slide because this is on international television, and I know you're trying to hide your muffin top as best as you can.
Isn't that right, Tubby? Yeah? That big belly, yeah.
They do like the Homer Simpson like jiggle test. That I've never seen. Wilder's entrance was, I mean, both entrances were electric.
I didn't like Fury's entrance. It felt very cheap to me for how high the stakes were.
that man was just happy to be getting paid again.
Again, I'm fine with that, but let him walk out to silence. That's better than him walking out to fucking now 25. He's walking out to sixpence, none the richer. He's just shrugging his shoulders. This is a boxing match. Somebody might die. Like, can you pretend like it?
I mean, I wanted to tweet this, but there's just no good context for this without people getting upset.
Oh, no. I'm mad already.
That's good. Tyson Fury, like, when you call a male a cunt, that's what I'm talking about. Tyson Fury is the definition of a cunt. Like, that's just all he is.
Very blokey, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it. Imagine if you're just in a pub. You're just trying to enjoy a pint. Right. And you just hear the door slam open, and you're like, ah, oh, fuck, Tyson's here again. Like, you hear
the double doors of the saloon kicked in.
Like, I can't think of a person, even if he's your boy, like, nights out with him must just be such a goddamn headache, because you know he's definitely like, well, I'm 6'9 and one of the best fighters in the world. Who's going to fuck with me? And
he's just like, yeah, but me, Tyson. What about me, Daddy? Yeah.
He's just like, someone's like about to take a sip and he just takes the beer out of their hand and just chugs it. He's like, yeah, thanks.
He just knocks it on the ground.
Yeah.
You
like,
look up to see who did it and he's just pointing right in your face. He's like, fight me.
He's calling you a chicken.
Yeah. He does the block block because he's a very animated type.
He is.
You're like, All right, man, Tyson, quit fucking around, man. We did this last Friday. Like, can we not just want to have a glass of wine, man?
I was just trying to watch the soccer match. What's going on here?
He goes up and shuts all the TVs off because he's on the one that can reach it. Oh, were you watching that? Yes, Tyson. We were clearly all watching that.
It was great. It was one of the most fun times I've had watching a fight. The fourth round I didn't get to see because my stream went out, and it took me about a whole round and a half to locate another one.
Oh, no.
I could tell all of our streams went out because when I checked Twitter, everyone was like, feds did a sweep. This is tough. What are we going to do?
My first one went up. I always have two lined up just in case one goes down right when I need it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the kind of fight because Wilder, man, am I just thrilled. I've never been punched in the face by him. Just thrilled.
Man, yeah, he's throwing those things wide, man. Like, imagine the guy that was in a costume that just caught the square one to the jaw.
he throws it with all of the fury of Alabama racism that his whole family's ever had to deal with. Like, there's just so much power in those punches. That's why, like, I thought, did you think Fury won the fight, like the whole 12?
If they scored it that way, I didn't hate it. I know the one judge, I think it was like 115.
111.
Yeah. Wilder, that seemed crazy. But everything else, I could have, like, it's like he won most of the 12 outside of getting knocked on his ass twice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, the for sure. That's why it's like boxing so weird. I wish there could be retroactive scoring at points, because the knockouts should count instead of like, oh no, you just won that one round, but you lost the other 10. So what?
Right. Yeah, like him outboxing through the very first part of it. Like, oh yeah, the first four rounds are all 10-9. Then he knocks him out. It's like 10-8. What? Like what, that's a 1 point difference. Everybody in the crowd thought that guy was dead. Until like second 12 of the counting, and yeah, he hopped up. He's like, yeah, I'm good.
It was a long count for sure.
Slow count.
But someone after the fight made the point, I couldn't tell who it was because they didn't cut to their face. A lot of refs there wouldn't have even counted. They just would have ended the fight.
Same. Me. I am that ref.
I was glad they gave him the count. I did think he didn't even start getting up till like 9.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, okay. Because once you get to about like 7 or 8, it's like no matter what you do, like they're just...
Oh, yeah.
People jump straight up all the time. They're like, no, you're not really here.
Yeah, was that when he made him run back and forth?
Oh, yeah. He was on his tricycle.
And then, yeah, I like that it was a draw because when I Like, I def if again, if they'd given it to Fury, I would have been like, yeah, it felt like he controlled most of the fight, and he felt like he was unhittable, and for most of it, other than those two times.
98% of the fight, yeah.
Yeah, and also, I didn't think that first knockdown, it took him forever to get up, but I think he was just resting. Like, it looked
I agree, yeah.
He, like, slipped and then got hit on the way down, which wasn't great for him, but it wasn't like the what happened in the 12th and what happened in whatever that was, like the 5th or the 6th, like, those weren't the same kind of knockdown.
Maybe they were. To Fury, he's just like, yeah, just getting my bearings together.
Yeah.
With my eyes closed, flat on my back. Completely still.
I mean, that was, and Wilder gave the throat slash when he did that. He definitely was like, that's when you hit the ball right on the screws. It's like, oh, yeah, that felt good.
Yeah, it's like hitting like as hard as you can as you're rounding first. You're like, that was a double? Like, it stayed in the park?
Did it hit a bird or something? What happened?
Now, he had to have been like, that's the hardest I've ever hit a person that got up.
Right. Oh,
like,
easily.
Ever. Not even in a fight. Just like ever in general. I've hit people much harder. They're still on the streets of Mobile.
Don't even talk about what happened when I went through Bessemer.
Yeah, no, listen. I'm not allowed back in Leeds to this day.
But I was glad that it was a draw, even though that one ref had it 115, 111, which or score, whatever they judge, it clearly wasn't that.
As I say it now, maybe they were like, I don't know, man, a knockdown's worth like 10 points. Like, I need to let me see their scorecard first before I call them crazy.
I was just happy that neither of them left with a loss. Although, I got, does Fury get a loss for that because he didn't get the belt, or is it just no?
No, I think it's basically like do over. I think they both go like 35-0-1. We'll rematch, which was going to happen anyway. And neither side has a loss, so.
Yeah, I guess the only way there wouldn't have been a rematch is if Wilder just knocked him out. Because there was a rematch clause if Fury had won that they would have to do it again. Mm. Which, if I were Wilder, Wilder's going to come in a little heavier next time. He was like,
that's what they said like 215. I was like, oh, wow. That's very much in shape before a guy that's very much not in shape. Don't know how much it's going to matter. He's like, I get punched by a guy that weighs 215 all day. Mm-hmm. Okay, how tall he is.
Then he was mostly not punched, so yeah. It seemed to work out for the best. I also liked when they showed his previous like couple fights, like not the Klitschko one, but the other guys who seemed to be about 5'10 and just fat. Like, I don't know how those fights were sanctioned.
Right. That guy was the number one contender. Have some respect.
There were I liked when J-Rock tried to dap up Wilder, despite the fact that he was very clearly wearing boxing gloves. That killed me.
Oh yeah, J-Rock. I don't know, just his presence in general, like just like the boxing walk in. It's like you're hype, but you have to do it by yourself. Like the boxer's not gonna get hype with you. The crowd's not there to hear J-Rock. Everybody else is just trying to like get to the ring. So it's like you gotta be a one man band.
I thought he crushed it.
I thought he did well. He worked with what he was given.
Correct. And I would also like to say on record, I would love to see J-Rock fight.
You think he could beat Fury?
I think it also would have went to decision.
Fair. Who do you walk out with at a heavyweight fight or a boxing fight?
If it were just anywhere not Boston, I would walk out with Cam and have him do Dipset Anthem. For certain. If it were in Boston, I would bring out Stiz for the home field advantage.
I thought you were going to say fucking Sweet Caroline or something.
The Standells to do Dirty Water.
A nine-man band walking to the...
Me and Mighty Mighty Boston strut down. What about you?
I'd want to go somewhere like it'd either be me and Lil Baby or me and somebody like completely... It's like, is that Ted Kennedy walking down with whiskers? like somebody just completely random. That's Barbara Bush.
What? I mean, Floyd did that with Bieber before.
But even then, it's kind of like those guys kind of hang out together. Like that, it was a shock, but it wasn't a shock. I went to somebody's like, what the hell? Those two know each other?
Right.
It's like, what? Soledad O'Brien is walking out with? Wow.
Who is the Nickelodeon news? Linda Ellerbe?
Yeah, me and Ellerbe.
Yeah. She's just in your corner the whole time, too. She's like, the left withers. What did we talk about in training?
No, she just yells bad stats at me. I come back to the corner after Barry. You think it could be worse? Children in Cambodia haven't eaten in 4 weeks. I'm like, thanks, Linda.
You're like, I'm not even going to put my hands up next round. I just want to be knocked out.
I would just like to die in this ring. Millions of people die every year in their sleep. Thanks, Linda. Most of them children. Thanks, Linda.
She's pouring the water for you after you spit it. She's just like, man, think of how many days it's been in Flint. And you're just like, oh, I know. What the fuck, Linda?
And this water's cleaner than anything they've got in Brazil. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, no, it would. And if I walked out with Cam, obviously, I'd walk out in like a pink robe and I'd wear pink trunks, obviously.
Well, yeah.
And that would be, I think I'd win. I don't know. I can't imagine losing that fight.
I'm really trying to think. I don't know. Is Ted Kennedy still alive? I think me and Kennedy would really.
Definitely not.
No, I thought he was like the only one left.
So, like, is Ted's chicken?
I thought he was. Like, I thought it was literally like him and like that was it.
Nope. 2009.
Hmm. Guess I won't be walking out with Ted.
No.
They got to have somebody left.
I mean, there are like 500 Kennedys.
Yeah, but I want one of the real ones, you know.
Mm.
I don't want a Shriver. I want a Kennedy.
I mean, his son's pretty old.
Okay. How old?
Let's see. 57.
Okay. Me and Ted Kennedy Jr.
And he's also got Patrick Kennedy, who's 51.
Okay. Yeah, no, everybody in his family's dead. That's wild.
Yeah, the sister of these two, Kara Kennedy, died at 51.
That's what I just saw. I was like, yikes. Okay, I'm walking out with the widow of Ted Kennedy, Vicky Kennedy.
Okay.
She's got all the Kennedy money, and she's also much younger than Ted.
Pretty good.
So, yes, I just walk out, and Vicky Kennedy is just, like, rubbing my shoulders and, like, shadow boxing with me as I walk into the ring.
Yeah, that'd be a scene. I don't even want to fight. I've proven my point, I believe.
Yeah, no, the fighter's like, I resigned, man. I didn't know he knew James Earl Jones. I just did not know.
I never would have agreed to this fight had I known.
Yeah, no, I just walk out with Kelsey Grammer.
I mean, especially if he were singing, too.
He's singing the Frasier theme song.
Oh, either that or the SSS Pinafore, like anything.
Yeah, no, that's KO in one.
But yeah, I would love. I also loved when the fight ended and they both called out Anthony Joshua. Like, that was electric.
He's just sitting ringside holding his fist up.
Yeah, they're like, you bitch. Like, we'll both fight you now.
He's like, yeah, come up. Like, help him up.
It would have been great if that fight, they were like, you know what? We said it was 12 rounds. We're just going to keep going. Like, you guys just keep, until one of you dies, we're just going to keep going.
Wilder's like, bet.
I don't know. He was gassed in the 12.
I think it's got to be the hardest he's ever hit some. He's like, I put everything into that punch and he still got up.
I know. He did come out, there's no other word, with a fury. And yeah, when he knocked him out, he was like, all right, finally, thank God. What do you mean he stood up? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, he was very much planning like what he was going to do after the show or after the fight.
I will also say, I don't know why more, especially rappers, I'm surprised there aren't more crowns in the world.
I agree. Like, belts kind of came back. Crowns still there for the taking.
Crowns are super there for the taking. I don't know what it is. Like, Jay-Z's never worn a crown. I don't know if he's like, he knows so many people are just going to post the Biggie picture next to him. But like, for how much rappers talk and flex, like the fact that I feel like Slick Rick had a crown. Like, plenty of people had crowns. I just don't know why. Like, it's the ultimate status of wealth. Like, there's nothing higher than crown.
Yeah, if you got a bad hairline, though, at 24K, it don't matter what it's sitting on. Like, Bron throwing a crown, we're like, that's a nice crown, but that hairline, buddy.
You can get those crowns that have, like, the velvet cap that goes under it.
The visor. You're like a visor.
I'm just like, I feel like Rick Ross could pull off a crown.
I feel like there was a time he could have.
You don't think he can crown right now?
Nah, he say a lot of wild stuff in songs.
That's what I'm saying. And he keeps getting away with it.
He's so a king. I'm the king of problematic, baby. You don't want to know how I feel about that Kareem Hunt video.
Future on Dirty Sprite 2 dropped one, and that shot, like, it made me almost like pause. Like, we're still saying that in 2014.
Oh yeah, no, Ross is very much good. He's like, oh, you got a hit song? Be a real shame. What if I were to talk about a woman's right to choose on this song?
Oh my God, that was still, they had to change that one. Like, they had to. There's a reason there's 500 remixes to You Ain't Know.
Oh yeah,
and it's because of Rick Ross.
Oh yeah. He's like, nah, this one's going to the top, Rocco. Trust. I'm gonna say this line about date rape, and people are gonna like it a lot. He's like, okay, I trust you, Rick.
Maybe Rick Ross is just constantly doing like Marshall Henderson level social experiments where he's like, let's see if people are actually listening. Oh, they are. They're still listening. All right. They actually are listening to the words. Interesting. All right. We'll try again in 2 years.
Hadn't anticipated that.
What a wild guy. Just so wild.
Dolph says some wild stuff too, but Dolph say it on his own. Like, if you're going to talk crazy, if you're going to do it on your own, I don't hate that. You're going to come on somebody else's song?
a hit single?
Right. He's like, Ross, baby, like, I got Future on the hook. The beat's crazy. I just need you to lay down 16 non-problematic bars. And he's like, I got you.
Can't do it.
Yeah, no, I got 15. take it or leave it.
Yeah, he's like, well, let's hope we can slide this one through the cracks. Can't slide it through the cracks.
He's like, yeah, 15 out of 16, that's what, 90-something percent? No, I'll take that.
What more can I ask of Rosé?
I mean, how problematic could the bar be, Future?
Oh, no.
Because I've got some bad news, Rocco.
Yeah.
He took out the line about the Muslims? Yeah, it's worse.
Hey guys, this holiday season, I have some tips for treating your ornaments with care. I'm listening. You still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can. Were you saying things?
Well, I just said I'm listening. I want to hear how to protect my ornaments.
You know, your snow globes?
Yes. Christmas decor, yes.
Your jingle bells?
Yeah, I got it.
Your mistletoe?
Yeah. My dick and scrotum, yeah.
It's Tommy John, the revolutionary clothing company that's redefined.
Dick and scrotum.
No, not Dick Stewart and Jonathan Q. Scrotum.
No, John's a good guy.
Tommy John has the most comfortable underwear on the planet, keeping men neat and nestled, and women panty lined and wedgie free. I don't know if I care for that verbiage.
Yeah, I think we should let the women choose if they want.
Agreed. Tommy John's got Rick Ross writing these.
No,
both their men's and women's underwear sport a no wedgie guarantee, comfortable stay put waistbands, and a range of fabrics that are luxuriously soft, feather light, moisture wicking, breathable, and designed to move with you, not against you. That means no bunching, no rolling, and no riding up.
I like that they do it for the ladies too, because you kind of got to worry about the double wedgie, you know?
Yeah, Barstool Rhea just wrote a blog about that very problem.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to click it. That's what I'll do.
So if you're still on the fence about wondering if Tommy John would be a memorable gift, think again, dum-dum. Hmm? Think about all the adjusting and tugging you'll never have to endure or see again.
Baseball and with just goes out of business. Tommy John just sponsors Major League. League just goes under.
Yeah, everyone's like, where's all the adjustments? What the heck?
I didn't
pay my hard earned money to see non-adjustable baseball.
Yeah, how people know I dressed to the left.
With limited edition holiday gifts and daily deals, there's something for everyone on your list, both naughty and nice.
Listen, mark my words, I'm not getting anybody nice anything on my list. They're nice, they're not gonna complain.
Correct.
You had your chance.
Give the gift of mind-blowing comfort this holiday season with limited edition holiday gifts from Tommy John. Save 20% on your first order at TommyJohn.com/Mick. That's TommyJohn.com/MICK for 20% off.
I will.
Gordon Hayward might be fixed.
Yeah, what a coincidence. The RPM numbers come out and now he's fixed.
Offensively fixed. Defense was never a question. We all knew that.
Yeah, he's still locking up.
So he put, I think he put up like 30 on the Timberwolves.
Okay.
Who, and it was in Minnesota, so that mattered more to me because they've been incredible.
I say that, yeah, that raucous home crowd.
And I believe they were 7-2 coming into that game, so they were still really good in the post Jimmy Butler era.
Mm-hmm.
And Hayward went 8-for-16, 4-for-5 from 3, 10-for-10 from the free throw line for 30 points. He had 9 boards and I think 8 assists.
Pretty good. Not a triple-double, but good.
And no, it wasn't great. It was just okay.
Hmm.
And then my good pal Tom Westerholm of MassLive wrote a story about, I guess the Celtics had a really hard practice last week because we had like 4 days off in between the Cavs and whoever the fuck we lost to before that. I think we lost. And apparently Marcus Smart. Oh, no, we beat the Cans. That's right. We lost to Dallas. Then we beat the Cans. Then we had 4 days off. Then we played Cleveland and Minnesota. So they had a really hard practice. And apparently, according to everyone on the Celtics, Marcus Smart just bullied Gordon Hayward for the entire practice.
Shocking.
I know. Shocking it took this long. What the hell, Marcus?
I was going to say, he's got paid getting a little soft.
They said Hayward turned beet red and was getting very angry.
Jeez, how does this stuff get out, man?
Because they were talking about it.
That's like, the point. Why are they talking? Like, who was the players were talking about it?
The players were talking about it, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, no,
Tom was just like, dude, they were fucking frying him.
No.
It was closed door, but the media was there. He was getting roasted.
No, it was like they were all like, oh, why do you think Hayward like is now just getting under, like getting back to looking like his normal self? They were like, oh, Marcus beat the shit out of him.
You think that was Marcus's doing, or you think coach had to?
I don't know, because I guess like all the players. Thing. I guess all the players, from what it sounded like, were just getting real sick of his shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, dude, like, the Raptors are good. We need to fucking figure it out. Like, we don't get all day
here. Gordon just flies there in, like, a Maserati helicopter. He's like, yeah, guys, I'm all in. Seize up.
See us rise. And
then he leaves also on the Maserati jetpack.
Marcus Smart, who I believe right now is shooting 35% from three. By the way,
congrats.
Listen. You know, no, 33.3. So he took a dip.
Imagine how bad he's got to shoot for the rest of the year, because when this finishes at like 27 in April.
Listen, friend, he shot 30% last year.
I beg your pardon. I sit corrected.
But yeah, Marcus Morris was talking about it, and Hayward just got real, real frustrated, and I guess just started dunking all over the place, which, good. Fucking good, dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's always good when your, seventh man has to challenge your highest paid player. It's always a good sign.
Friend, Marcus Smart starts now. I don't know if you've heard.
I beg your pardon.
So he's our fifth man.
Excuse me? So who hit the bench?
I mean, Hayward did.
Mm.
And Juice has been out.
He's still out?
Yeah. He's just.
Yeah, I remember him. I didn't think it was, I guess, anything serious. That's why I thought he'd be back by now.
No, I mean, they're handling him with kid gloves for certain. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, there's no need to rush. They kind of stink right now. And, I mean, they're figuring it out. They won three in a row.
Yeah, which... Juice quit playing.
Don't even start.
Jalen Wiggins. Wow.
So, yeah, Gordon Hayward actually good now.
I mean, but is he just good now, or is like Smart gonna have to, like, whoop his ass once a month? Or
I don't think Marcus would complain about that, but Yeah, no, it's definitely too early to be like, oh, he's fixed. But
right.
The last two games, one of them against the Cavs, so that doesn't really count. But, I mean, for him, he just needed a G League team to play against. He got that, got his feet back under him. And now, I mean, Minnesota was good. Derrick Rose is still fucking really good, and I don't have any explanation for it.
Yep. Good things happen to bad people. That's your explanation.
True. You're not wrong. I'm trying to think what else happened this weekend. The Warriors still stink? I feel like they do.
Probably.
They said
Book. Yeah, they won a couple. It's like, oh, they've reworked the offense around Durant. Then they lost two more. It's like, oh, Steph Curry's the best player in the world.
I saw Boogie's going to practice regularly for the rest of the season, or projected to. That's horrifying for the rest of the league.
I don't know, man. These guys kind of stink. He's only going to make it worse.
Probably. He's bad.
I'm trying to... Yeah, Steph's been back for, what, one or two games? At least one.
I think just one.
Yeah, just Detroit. And they lost that, so you tell me whose team it is.
Mm. I think it's a question I don't think anyone has the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're 11-12 at home, and thus 4-7 on the road. Not great.
No.
Memphis is coming a little bit back down to earth. Doncic still looks good. Houston's back to 500.
I know that was a long road because they really stunk.
Sure was. They were like 9-11, I think.
Yeah, nah, the Pelicans, man, oh man, it's ugly. This is not great.
I mean, they're still ahead of Houston because they've played two more games, but they're still ahead of them.
Also, listen, the Spurs stink.
Yeah, they do.
And also, as good as the Wolves' run has been, they're still the 13th seed. So,
yeah.
There's that for the West.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the Wolves have the second-best record in the last 10 games behind the Clippers and Dallas, who were both 8-2 their last 10.
Means absolutely nothing. 13th correct. Seed.
Yeah, they're just ahead of the Utah Jazz.
Yes, preseason 2 seed Utah Jazz.
Who did they played someone the other day, and it was we might have actually talked about that already. Like they played someone and just got the fucking shit kicked out of them.
You got to be more specific, man. These guys got their ass whooped a lot.
It was the Pacers. They've actually won 3 straight. Good for them.
Congrats. Yeah, now they're out of that 15th hole in the cellar. Good lord, the Suns stink, not the Kings.
Yeah, no, Suns actually real bad. Which I mean, they should be, I guess.
They were trying. That's why I don't. I would trade Ariza right now. I feel like they won't, but. Like someone, would you do Ariza and Josh Jackson for Fultz? And whatever money you have to work from Philly.
Yeah, probably.
Somebody said, and I was like, it seems kind of wild. I was like, I kind of don't hate it, though. It's just wings for Philly, and the Suns get a point guard.
Well, it's a wing for Philly. Also, Josh
Jackson. No faith in Ariza? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Watching Minnesota again, like Towns is so afraid to use it. Like I said it, he needs to just hire Al Jefferson and just learn how to seal someone on a low block.
He ain't got the cake Al got, though.
No, no one does, and I understand that. But right now he's using zero of his weight. So if Al could teach him to use like Kyle Stoll, large, a burly boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, saw what happened when he used all of his weight versus Chandler or Cousins. Like he's tried that one.
Yeah, but when he's doing that, he's using like all of his upper body. Like he's not using any of his legs. And that's why it's so easy to stop. Boogie just like plants his feet. He's like, yeah, I'll stand here all day. Yeah, we're not going to budge.
You're not moving 300 pounds with your shoulder.
Right. Like Al, of course, Al had the most preposterous posterior in NBA history. No one's debating that. Gershon or Kyle Lowry?
Thank you.
For a center.
Okay.
But it just, I mean, he came in with like the most 1970s ass game ever. And like he was in the league last year. Like it did him very well.
I think he's in China now, which I heard the other day and was like, wow.
Yeah, I don't. Al Jefferson shouldn't be. I feel like he made enough money.
Yeah, he's in China. He just left the game, man.
Yeah, we're going to have Donnie have to go talk to him.
play him one-on-one.
Donnie breaks his sternum.
His ass just goes right through Donnie's ass.
Al Jefferson's ass. So, yeah, did anything stick out in the NBA for you recently?
I'm trying to think. Vucevic is still really good. There's that. There's no more Freddie Hoiberg. That happened.
No, there sure isn't. Giannis threatened to punch Hezonja in the dick.
I don't think it was a threat. I think it was a... tomorrow's Tuesday. Like he was just stating the facts.
They play again on Christmas at MSG. Is he going to punch him in the dick on Christmas?
1,000%. Listen, he ain't from here. Christmas don't mean shit to either one of these guys.
They're like, huh, a Tuesday afternoon game at 2 in the afternoon? Yeah, I guess.
No, he's going to – I think he's just got to let him have it, like, right off the tip, like he thought I forgot.
Hezonja's not going to be on the court off the tip.
What I'm saying, go over to the sidelines. Just deck him. Right in his wang.
Deck his halls?
Deck his hall. He's got his Tommy Johns. You know exactly where it'll be.
Nestled safely and securely.
Right, just for punching.
Yeah, Orlando and Charlotte battling for that 7 and 8 seed, both 11 and 12.
Who did is the Bulls an attractive job?
It's like a major market, and it's cold. That's all I got.
So it's New York.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the biggest market.
Yeah,
he got fired, and I didn't really I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard any prospects. I haven't heard him like, oh yeah, guys would love to get in there. Like it's, they got some. Like it's the East. It's Chicago. Wendell Carter's gonna be good. Levine's fine. Like there are some pieces. Markin is about to come back, but I don't. There's just enough to where it's like I don't know. It doesn't feel like as good of a job as it should be.
No, I wouldn't want to coach like Chris Dunn.
You and Chris Dunn, man. You guys really have had it out.
Yeah, no, I'm just not a fan. And it's when people try and tell me something and they're just so wrong, like I'll never forget it. I won't do it.
Plus, even like he's, I don't know. It's like I look at the raw. There's again, Wendell Carter, Dunn, because you're not paying him yet. I'd say that's talent. Hutchinson, you don't know what he's got. Levine, you're paying, but he is doing numbers.
Yep.
Like, Robin Lopez is fine. Markin has been hurt, but he's fine. Jabari is a person. There's no doubt about it.
Sure is. Yep.
Like, Bobby Portis has been fine. Campaign has been uncampaign-like this year.
Some nights.
All the nights. Like, he still stinks, but he's still better than
Campaign. Christmas past, yeah.
And it's like, if Jabari leaves, like, they're going to have cap space. I think they've got their own picks, but it's still, like, I don't know. Like, their whole front office feels weird. Like, it feels like there's always something going on with the front office and the coach, no matter who.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Gar Pax are, like, the two, like, other than Dolan, like, there's no one I'd rather work for less than Gar Pax.
Yeah, like, it just, I don't know. I guess, I was trying to think of, like, what's keeping him from skating. I guess, like, a smaller market than New York. And those rings from yesteryear that he had nothing to do with. But yeah, no.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's like the – I feel like they've argued with like 9 straight head coaches.
Definitely. Yeah, no, it never worked.
They've all hired.
Like I guess if they get one of these top 3 picks, that makes it more attractive. But
does it though?
Yeah, I don't really see, like, a road to – unless, like, Carter takes – like, we both like Wendell Carter, but I don't know if – like, what do you want him to be the second best player on your championship contending team or third? Third, right?
Honestly, I don't know. He's shown more at 19 already than I thought he'd show this rookie year. So it's like, maybe. Like, maybe he has a higher ceiling than I previously – I guess I won't put a ceiling on him yet, I'll say.
That's fair.
Because he keeps getting better and he's still really young.
So I guess, like, if it's Markkanen, Carter, let's call it, like, R.J. Barrett and Levine, like, that's – I guess you could do worse than that 4 for, like, a very young 4.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not terrible, but it's also feel like it's a big Like, it's a top three pick, but it's also a big difference between Zion and pick two and three to me. So it's like, if they add Zion to that, it's like, okay. If they add Barrett or Reddish, it's like, okay, like another solid piece. They got solid pieces.
Right.
I mean, unless you feel like that way about Reddish or you trust Barrett's shot or whatever, but it's like, yeah, Markkanen's solid, Levine's solid, Chris Dunn, love.
I do trust Barrett. Sounds like more than you do.
Hey, I guess it's not so much the shot, it's how much he does of it.
Yeah.
Like if you can't shoot, I know that can be fixed. If you have to have just bad shot selection, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. I wonder if there's anything to, like, this team's so good it just doesn't matter what happens right throughout the course of a game.
Yeah.
And then maybe that gets hammered out over time. But you're right. I definitely understand that concern.
So it's like, I don't... I'm just looking at the... Like, from the... Okay, you'd rather coach the Bulls than the Cavaliers, yes?
Definitely.
Okay, so Hawks or Bulls? I'd go Hawks.
Yep.
Knicks or Bulls?
Yup. Bulls.
Oof, I get it, but man, oh man, that's trash or rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nets, you'd rather coach the Nets, right?
Yep.
Wizards. I think that's a decent one.
Could be.
Which one would you pick? I think I'd go Bulls there. The Wizards, yuck.
Yeah, no, I'd probably go Bulls.
I'm trying to think. Like Magic or Bulls?
Magic.
Hornets or Bulls?
Bulls.
Heat or Bulls?
Heat.
I think that's better. I think everywhere else you'd easily go the other way. So there's like the Bulls and what, the third biggest market in the country with the 12th most appealing job in their conference. So there, yep. There's that. Like if you go,
yeah, pretty good.
Would you rather coach the Kings or the Bulls?
Bulls.
Jazz or the Bulls?
Bulls.
Really?
Living in Utah, man?
Oof. Suns or Bulls?
I mean, another just dog shit owner.
I feel like they're slick exactly the same.
Right.
Is it the Bulls? Like, I know it's Foreman and Pat, but aren't they, like, executives? Like, neither one's the owner? Isn't that, like, the bad part? Like, the owner won't fire them?
Right, that's like part of it, though. Yeah. That says a lot about him. Like
a whole lot, yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's...
Okay, yeah, Reinsdorf, that's the owner. I couldn't place his name. But it's like, yeah, the Suns, Sarver stinks.
Yep.
I think I'd go Suns, just because I think Booker's better than anybody the Bulls have. And just, like, I'm dealing with a shitty front office either way. I'm going to bet on he and Ayton, like, the talent just override.
Yeah, I don't hate that logic, and, yeah... Yeah, that's fine.
But everywhere, I think everywhere else.
What about...
Yuck.
What about replacing Pop or the Bulls?
I'd rather replace Pop.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God, that team just feels so set up so shittily.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, because I know with that, above Pop is a good ownership in front office. So it's like,
yeah,
they're going to let you run your... Like, whatever happens, I think they'll let you run your course. If it doesn't work... You're out the door, but it's like out the Suns. But yeah, we're 10-3. It's like, yeah, but Sarver just doesn't like you. You're fired. So I definitely say Spurs over Bulls.
I think that's fair.
You would go Bulls?
No, I like your front office point. I just didn't know if it's like they're not set up the best, and of course that can be fixed, but they're not set up the best, and replacing a guy who's been there, what, like 25 years?
Yeah.
Like that's... That's definitely not easy.
Yeah, but this is the time you want to replace them, though. They stink.
They stink.
Whatever happened with Kawhi, he fumbled. Like, they fumbled that, whatever.
Definitely. Happened.
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah, are you worried about Pop at all?
As far as, like, is he done?
No, he's definitely checked out. But I did forget about, like, how tough of a year he had, like, off of the basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
And like this on top of everything, like I can't imagine he's like, I can't imagine caring after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's also that, but also again, it's Pop whose whole thing has been like, yeah, it's just a game. So I feel like he knows, like he's got that in perspective. It just feels kind of like no man's land.
Right.
Like he's 69 years old, which I did not know.
I thought he was older.
I thought he was younger. I would have guessed like 64 or 5, not 69, about to turn 70 in January.
Right.
So it's like he's got a team that's not nearly bad enough to tank.
Yeah.
Nah. With the Suns in that division, get out of here.
All I'm saying is they're fucking knocking on the door of tanking right now. They're like one night away from being the 14th seed.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The Suns have 4 wins now. The Spurs have 11. When do you think the Suns get 11 wins?
No, like the Suns.
Easter?
They're not going to catch them, but it's like, yeah, I mean, the whole East has less than 11 wins.
That's what I'm
wins.
Saying. That's the no man's land. Like, you're too far in to tank.
Yeah.
And also, like, with just DeRozan, Aldridge, Gasol, like, they're just not going to be worst team in the league bad. So you'd have to shake up something there. I would like to be in charge of that blow up, man. I could have some fun with that. Because all those deals are really only 3 years or less.
Yeah. And I'm sure you could trade off pieces to get some like decent draft capital too.
I'm sure, like, if they decided to blow it up right now, I think they could get something for Aldridge. I think they could get something good for DeRozan. Like, DeRozan's been good.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, I would just, it sucks that Murray's out, because I just blow it up and just let Murray and Lonnie Walker just run it, but they're both hurt, so.
Yeah, not ideal.
No, I didn't like that play by Pop.
I wonder if the move with DeRozan is waiting to see if the Lakers strike out in free agency and being like, yeah, we'll take like Lonzo and a pick or Ingram and a pick.
It could be. I mean, I feel like that's the move with basically anybody, like anybody with a star pretty much. It's like, because people are going to strike out.
Definitely.
That's what, because it's like Kimba, I know Vuce, like guys in their last year, but like, if you've got 2 years, I'm trying to think of even guys that have, like, or a guy that could opt in, like Clay next year or something. It's like, I would rather have DeRozan now or wait to maybe get Clay? And be like, okay,
right.
I'll probably just take DeRozan, like, right now. So I think if you wait, that's when you'll have your leverage.
Right.
Yeah, the big three is going to be Kemba, DeRozan, LeBron. Third seed, yeah.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, in the East, yeah.
Yeah, now that team. PU.
But I'm, like, Bulls are third biggest market. We just went through it, and they're what, like the 22nd most appealing job? Like,
yeah, no, it's not great. I mean, I would take them over, like, Memphis.
I'd rather have Memphis, honestly.
Yeah, they're going to move. Like, there's a lot. I mean, I guess if they are 1,000% going to move to Seattle, that could be fun, but.
Even then, like, if I just go to the player, I like Jaren Jackson more than any of the Bulls players.
Fair.
Like, as a prospect, I think Gasol and Conley, like, are better now than any, like, body the Bulls have. I know it's a smaller market. I do know they fuck with their team. I don't know if Chicago fucks with the Bulls. Like, I know some Bulls fans, but I don't know, like, what their attendance numbers look like. Or,
right.
I feel like they're fudging the numbers there. So, like, we've had, like, 20 million straight sellouts. It's like, okay, I've seen some of the games on WGN.
Yeah, Jaren Jackson averaging 14, 5, 2 blocks of steal, 52% from the field, 35% from 3, 78% from the line. He had a 27, 6, 4 steal, 2 block game.
Pretty good.
Against the Kings. It's like, yeah, you didn't draft me, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, like the other day, I just want to know how many times he had four threes and blocked 7 shots in a game. I just want to know, like, how many times it's happened in history.
I can't imagine many.
Especially by a guy that, again, literally just turned 19. So for, like, him alone, I'd take the Grizzlies over the Bulls. But after that, like, they're like 20 more appealing jobs. That feels like a problem.
Would you rather have Jaren Jackson or Kristaps?
Whew. I think I go Jackson, honestly.
I think they're gonna yell.
They usually do. He's a better shooter and at the same age a better defender, and I guess, knock on wood, I trust his body to hold up. Like, he's regular big. He's not like abnormally big.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, when is how's Boogie about to come back? But Porzingis, like, I feel like I haven't even heard like he's practicing or dunking or.
I mean, I don't think they ever wanted him to come back this year.
No, for sure. Like, nor should they. But, man, I'm I'm trying to, like, I don't even see a, like, a timed. I guess that's my thing. Like, if they're going to attract a star, is a star going to sign there not knowing if he's healthy?
I don't think a star is going to sign there, even if he was perfectly healthy.
Hmm. I just know, don't. Man. The Knicks won some games in the 70s. They're a very big market.
Walt Frazier says things sometimes.
That's right. He used to do things. So, again. But if you were a star, would that matter to you? It'd matter to me.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, not saying that I only, if you're going to the Knicks, it's to do more than win. So, again, I'm fine with that.
Get money.
Yeah, correct. And being a big, like, and live in New York, all that, fine. But, yeah, I would like to know, like, damn, is he going to play 60 games next to me? If he is, like, is he going to be the same? Like, I don't know what the track record for 7-3 ACL tears is.
I've also heard 7-3 is like an undersell for how big he actually is.
I could see that. Now, that man's a giant. He's probably every bit of like 7-5.
Right. And I, like, that would worry me. And, like, obviously he looks smooth when he's healthy, but he's been healthy 1 out of 3, 4 years.
That's what I'm looking at. His games played 72, 66, 48. So not
zero.
Not,
also zero.
Yeah, so zero. Yeah, not a great trajectory. I suppose he could top 48 this year, technically.
I will say, if I spent one day watching the Knicks and it was one of those Mitchell Robinson block 7-shot games, maybe it doesn't matter.
Like, maybe we trade him out and build around me and Mitch.
I mean, like, he, yeah, against Boston, the game I went to, he had 6 blocks, and mm-hmm. he played 16 minutes.
It's like that. Like, Kevin Knox is back now. I know he had a good night Saturday night, where he killed the Bucks. It's like, yeah, maybe a new big three: Frankie Smokes, Kevin Knox, Kevin Durant.
Frankie Smokes is part of zero big threes.
Yeah, the big stinky three. I don't know what's going on with that guy, man.
From what I read this, I can't remember where I read this from, but since it was a Phil pick, no one in the front office gives a fuck about developing him. Mm. Like, I don't care at all. He might need to get out of there. Like, for his own good.
You know what? Give me his stock. I'm still on Frankie Smokes Island. So if they're selling, I'm buying. I get that. It's like, man, like, how?
It's still a guy. Like, there aren't, it's not a 53-man roster. Like, it's.
Right. It's like, how, gee, like, how fucking, like, I get, okay, they didn't want to. They're installing an entire new defense, right? Like, they're moving to the 3-4. They have to get their guys in.
Right.
It's like a 20-year-old point guard that can defend multiple positions. Nah, the last guy picked him. I got no need for that. We're the Knicks. We have a track record of success. We'll make anybody a star.
Yeah, I can't imagine, like, that kind of. Even if that is the case, why would you say that to the point where it gets to the McMahon? Like, it should never get that. Right. If I know, everyone else in the league knows. That means he has no trade value.
Yeah. It feels like something, I don't know, something happened. I'll say, because, like, when the season started and I was basketball trilly, I was watching a lot of Knicks in person, and because of Knox, I was just keeping up with them. And, like, the Frankie I watched in November was not the one I watched in October. Like, I feel like he's, that's why I say, like, something happened. Like, I don't know if it's a confidence thing.
He got robbed on the streets of New York?
Something. Like, it was less games for sure, but month of October, he averaged 30 minutes. Month of November, he averaged 19 minutes. October, he shot 38, 39, 86. November, 29, 15, 1,000. So, killing from the stripe.
Uh-huh.
But I don't, like, even with the D, he just doesn't look the same. I think it's a confidence thing, which, again, he's 20, coming in from a different country in New York, his second coach. Like, things should be going wrong.
Yeah, I always loved the two coaches in two seasons.
Yeah, big fan. Again, while he's, like, struggling to learn to, like, just America. And it's like, yeah, hit the pine. And now he's, like, the back-to-back scoreless nights, that wouldn't happen in November, October, no. November. Like, he would just, even if it was 2-for-11. Like, I'm looking right now. He hasn't had any other scoreless games until November. And he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a DNP. So, if they're out on him, I get it. But I just hate to see him wait. I really think he can be special defensively. So I would just hate to see that wasted, and I would try to pounce on him.
Yeah. Agreed.
Like, I'm trying to, I don't know. I'll tell you this, if the Hawks want to, like, put him beside Trae Young.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, like, yeah, just defend so he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Like, Trae and the Hurt Man will be your spacing. Like, we'll work, it won't be 36 minutes a game, but we'll work it out.
Man, they, honestly, like, Minnesota, too, because.
Yeah, Wiggins, part for, of, Wiggins for smoke.
Part of the reason the Celtics were able to win that game is because they just put Robert Covington on Kyrie for the entire game.
Mm.
And man, did it make it much easier for everyone else to score. Like, I, yeah. I didn't think that was the right play at all.
It's like, yeah, you put Patrick Peterson on Chris Hogan. It's like, well no. can't look to his side. Yeah.
I don't care for Kyrie comparisons to Chris Hogan, but other than that, yeah, it was pretty much what they did.
More or less, yes. But I'm trying to think of other spots, but I'm 100%. I couldn't be any more in on Frankie Smokes. It is disappointing that, like, I thought Fizdale would be, like, his type of guy.
Right.
Players guy, but I don't know, you got, like Alonzo Trier's been good. Like, I was going to say, yes. Like, joking, but he's been legitimately good.
Yes.
So you've got, like, he and, like, Damian Dotson or somebody. It's like, okay. Like, I'm David Fizdale. I'm trying to win, like, now. I know it's New York. I don't have a whole lot of time.
No, sure don't.
So I get it, but, man, oh, man, I would hate to see him just turn into, like, I don't like this draft's, like, Okafor or, like, Stanley Johnson, where it's like, man, he just needs a, like, maybe just a new environment.
Everything.
Yeah, a new everything ever.
It'd be great if Fizdale just really hated French people.
I'd like that. that'd be quite the quirk working in New York.
Yeah, get these baguette-sucking motherfuckers away from me.
Wait a minute. Okay, now I Googled his name, and I see it's from a Knicks blog, but mapping out a Frankie Smokes trade with the Magic.
Okay.
I just want to see what they... Because, again, like, because his value is dirt cheap, and they basically announced it, I just don't know what you give up to... Like, Jerry and Grant? Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I wouldn't give up a draft pick, because, again, you've announced his... Maybe a second round. I wouldn't give up a first, though.
For sure. Yeah, no first.
But, yeah, I don't know. Big fan, Frankie, if you're listening.
You need to get NFL France to bridge the gap.
Ooh, we haven't talked this year. I need to see what NFL Francois is up to.
NFL Wee Wee.
NFL, don't call them NFL Sacre Bleu. They don't like that.
No, they don't.
Do not like that.
You know what they do like?
Tell me now.
Okay.
I know it's opening, but tell me. I can't wait.
Making sure nothing comes between you and protecting your family this holiday. Oof. And saving hundreds of dollars while you're at it.
Tell me more about the latter.
That's right, friend. It's SimpliSafe. Home security.
Yeah, like my family, they're on their own. But the money part, tell me.
If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line like some sort of 1980s, wow, who would this affect in 2018?
Yeah, do phone lines still get cut?
If they do, SimpliSafe's ready for it. I'll tell you that much.
Good.
Say they destroy your keypad or siren, SimpliSafe will get you the help you need. Here's what I love about this.
Therapist.
Yeah. Maybe it's overkill. Maybe it's the last thing you want to think about this holiday. But with SimpliSafe, you're always...
Your family safe. Dying. It told me to say that in the background. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. SimpliSafe's always ready for that.
I like how the commercials they have to do. They have to, like, stage, like, an intruder.
Yeah.
And it's like, what would you do if a guy broke into your house, threw your dog down the steps... stole your daughter's toys, and they have to, like, reenact it as he's doing it. He's literally kicking the dog, and the family's just beside themselves. They don't have SimpliSafe.
It's always a guy with, like, a black ski mask on, and yeah. For some reason that this house always has, like, a glass back door that he just smashes with a flashlight.
He's also always like Conan O'Brien. That's one of my favorite things. Like, Carolla or some comedian point, like, for these commercials, it's really, they just can't use any race but a white guy because it's how terrible it would look. Like, you can't use a black guy, you can't use a Mexican guy, you can't use, like, an Arab guy. You just have to use fucking Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Just going in pockets, kicking doors.
My favorite used to be, do you remember, like, I want to say it was, like, the late 90s, early 2000s when, like, the steering wheel locks got sold?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like the Viper one or the one, whatever the snake was.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like some guy would just like reach into your car and then a snake would bite him. It's like, yeah, that's what we sell you, a live venomous snake.
That or when the fire would shoot up from under your car. I was like, wow, I got to get a car and then entice someone to steal it so I can like fucking fricassee
them. Yeah, just get them up out of here. Simply Safe believes nothing should get between you and protecting your family. That's why Simply Safe doesn't cost an arm and a leg or a daughter. It could, but it doesn't. They charge you what's fair, what's right. $14.99 a month.
Hmm.
No contracts, no markups, and there's no installation window. So
that's the biggest sale.
I don't know if they can use the word window when talking about like protecting your home.
There's no installation. I just like, yeah, just no. We'll be there between Monday and Friday. That's your biggest selling point.
It's so easy. You'll have it up and running in just minutes. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know, especially this holiday when you have everything to be thankful for, everything to protect. And today you can save hundreds of dollars on that protection if you go to simplysafe.com/tape. That's SimpliSafe.com/TAPE. Make sure to use that URL because that's how they know we sent you.
Mm-hmm.
But hurry. This holiday offer is ending soon. SimpliSafe.com/tape.
No one's still out. It's like, I'd love to protect my family from imminent danger right now. but the installers, they can't come till Thursday, man. Like, we're...
Yeah, please don't rob me now.
Yeah, we're on thin ice for the next 48 hours. Please do not sneak in our homes. We are very vulnerable. But yes, Frankie Smokes, I'd trade for him.
Yeah, I could understand why a person would do that.
I'm trying to think of, I wonder what it'd take to, like a Kimba Smokes and clearly some other things, but. Like, okay, you're out on him. Let's bring a star to New York. I don't know what if you were Charlotte, what would it take?
Picks, honestly.
Like, no,
I don't know.
No players? Like, all picks or just mostly picks?
Well, I assume, like, Frankie's coming back. But, yeah, I mean, the rest of this, like, maybe Knox or Robinson, one of the two.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would need Smokes and one of those two, Knox and Robinson. I think I'd hope for Knox, honestly, but either one.
I might hope for – I'm really high on Mitchell Robinson.
Again, I think they – I'm trying to – yeah, I think they signed like a first-round deal, so he's basically – you got him for – that's what I was trying to think. I was like, do you just have him for 2 years? But no, they basically got him for – it looks like three and a team
and
option for 4. Yeah, so they've got him for 4 years, so I don't hate that.
Yeah, I'd probably do Smokes, him, and
Ron
at least like one unprotected first-rounder and – than like a protected first. I don't know if the Knicks know you can protect first rounders, so maybe just two first.
I don't think there's. I don't know if you can get two. I think you can get one.
You don't think you get one?
No, I'm saying I think you get. I don't think you get two. I don't.
Oh.
I think you could get one.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Yeah, because you got to send back either like Hardaway or like Courtney Lee for the money, and that probably
be
your whole trade. Like Courtney Lee, Smokes, Robinson, and. It'd be a. It'd probably be like a light. They're not gonna let you put like a top two protected.
No.
But for one last year, Kimba, I think I'd have to consider it.
Just well, I assume.
I
assume they'd re-sign him too. Or they'd try.
Should they though?
They're the Knicks.
Hmm. Yeah, he just walks. That'd be great. What about Kimba for Porzingis? Make me an offer.
I might rather the other package.
If you're Charlotte?
Yeah.
Nah, they have to roll. You don't think Michael Jordan would love to put Porzingis in a pair of 14s?
Isn't he Adidas?
Not, you think Michael Jordan's trading for an Adidas guy? Get out.
That's what I mean. I think
he's tearing up that deal as soon as the trade is signed. He's like, no, you're a Jordan athlete now. That's Adidas six could... more years. No. I've handled that.
Yeah, I mean, now Michael Jordan would definitely prefer Porzingis. There's no argument there. Mm-hmm. Me, a level-headed human being, I would probably take the other deal.
Yeah, I would take the pieces, and if I'm Charlotte, it's like, yeah, you got to take like a Marvin Williams or a Zeller, or preferably Batum, but I don't think anybody's taking that.
I don't know if the money can match anymore if you do that.
I don't know if the money ever. You'd have to trade Batum for like LeBron James. That's the only like straight up trade in the league that works.
Honestly, I'd probably do that if I were Charlotte.
I think about it, yeah.
And also, like, Porzingis definitely is not re-signing in Charlotte. Like, no chance.
No, not at all. But again, if you get him early, you get him before, while he's still restricted. He don't have a choice. I mean, unless he's
he does.
As injury-prone as he is he going to play for a one-year deal?
I just really don't think he'd ever live in Charlotte. I think he would.
I don't know. I feel like with people that come to this country, I feel like if they showed him Charlotte first, he'd be like, yeah, this is fine. I could live here forever. But because they showed him New York first, he just can't go. It's like, no, I'm not living in Sacramento. That's not what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but
alas, yeah.
they just punch him in the head.
I was trying to think, what about a Vucevic for Smoke? I was like, they've got enough bigs as is, but if Porzingis is just not going to play.
I would love to see Cantor and Vucevic on the same team.
Hey, that'd be offensive buckets, buddy.
It sure would.
Mm-hmm. Rebounds, too. Like,
yeah.
They just hold the ball like Lamar Jackson.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if anything else happened. In the world, the Mariners made some trades.
Yeah, they traded Cano, right?
They traded literally their entire team.
Didn't they already stink?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were probably like right around 500 stinky, I would guess. Let me see.
So this was like a blowing it up trade, though, right? Like they just traded. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I figured.
No, they won 89 games.
Oh, that's more than that. That's what I was thinking. I was like, how? I was like, if they stunk, how are they blowing it up? But no, 89, that's quite a bit. That's a lot more than I thought.
They won 89 games, and they were a minus 34 run differential.
Okay. So, got Cano out of there.
They traded, I believe, their best starting pitcher. They traded Cano. They traded their closer, who was a monster.
What, Segura?
No, that was their shortstop. They traded him, too.
Shit.
Their closer was Edwin Diaz. He was...
Diaz, yeah. No, yeah, he was like a rookie, wasn't he?
It was his third year, but it was his second year, like, full-time closer.
Okay.
But, yeah, he was just a beast this year.
I guess that's what I don't, like, why, how many more years control did they have him under?
Oh, a bunch.
That's what I'm saying. All-star. I know he was reliever of the year at saves leader, and he's 24, and they're like, yep, got to sell high.
Well, they traded him to get rid of the Cano deal.
Again, Well, I don't know. The Cano deal is probably, what, like 9 more years?
It's very long, but I mean, he gets this.
Fuck baseball, dude.
He got...
We're going to give you literally our best young prospect. We got to get off this deal we just signed like 2 years ago.
No, he's been there since 14, which is much longer than I thought.
But what was the deal, like 9 years, 10 years?
Oh, it was long as hell.
It was...
I think there's like 5 years left on it, so yeah.
10 years, 240. Holy hell. Let's see. Yeah, no, we're smack dab in the middle.
Oh, yeah, sure are. Yeah, and they also sent $20 million.
How do you think that's sent? Like, Cash App? Like, how do you think that worked? Venmo?
Yeah, you can only transfer $1,000 to your bank every day.
Yeah, it was like Reinsdorf is on the phone. He's like, what is your Cash App? And he's like, it's at Jerry Jones 1. Is it underscore 1? No underscore, just 1. I see a Jerry Jones. That's not me. It says Jerry Jones. That's not me.
Please don't send $20 million.
I sent the $20 million. God damn it. It was Gerald Jones.
Yeah. It was a J, not a G. Oh, now I get it.
I'm looking right. Yeah, Diaz has next year team control and then three arbitration years. So 4 years of control. I don't know if I'm trading 4 years of control to get off 5 years of Cano. Like, that's where it seems backwards to me.
No, and they also could have just traded him for better prospects than they got back.
Cano or just Diaz if you're going
to move? No, Diaz. Yeah. Cano was – like, I don't know what they're planning on using that money for. I would have just kept paying Cano.
Yeah, he's not like Pujols bad, is he?
I mean, last year he got suspended for steroids, so he only played half the year.
So he's trying to be Pujols bad.
But, I mean, he hit 304. He's slugged 493. He slugged 471.
Yeah, okay, so 80 games. He played half a season. That's a pretty good season.
10 home runs. Which is fucking impossible to hit home runs in Seattle. Just is.
Yeah, he had 94 hits. So, like, over two. Yeah, he 185 hits, 20 home runs, 100 RBIs, batting 300. Is he decent defender?
Oh, no.
Oh, is he bad?
Now he's just old. Yeah. He's fucking, let's see, he was born in 82, so he's 30.
Shit. He's 36. Yeah,
he's turning 36. Or, no, he just turned 36. So, yeah, he's got five more years left. Like,
Dude, fuck baseball, man. Like, why would you?
What do you mean? Like, baseball's the best. He's getting $24 million to be
It's just one of these things, like, it never, ever works. It's the Dak thing. It never, ever works out, and it keeps happening.
Oh,
it's
for
like,
sure. No.
It's like, oh, they found their quarterback. They have to pay him. Next year, Dak's making $24 million. It's like, why did they pay him $24 million? It's like, yeah, who saw this coming?
Yeah, he had 1 year in Seattle, 2016. He hit 39 home runs. 33 doubles, 195 hits, and they definitely didn't make the playoffs. Like
that's the dream. So he was on the championship team. Yo, he's got it made.
Oh yeah, no, Cano's had he pretty much the Yankees were ready to pay him close to that, not the same amount. Like he was Jay-Z's first guy.
I do remember that.
And so Jay-Z had to make a statement and send him to Seattle for $240 million. And it basically felt like he just wanted to play for a team that, like, allowed growing a beard.
Right. He's like, I just want some sideburns, man. He's like, my girl just wants to see what I look like with a beard. And,
right.
And the Yanks aren't having it.
This is why they won't get Harper. Like, this is exactly why they won't get Harper.
That's just, like, at 31, you're like, like, they're saying all this about, like, the John Wall and Chris Paul deals. Those are 4 years. Like, you know, what's John Wall going to look like at 40 or at 34? What's Robinson Cano going to look like at 41?
Oh, it's so bad. So bad.
How many years does Pujols have left? Like, five?
No, because he signed it before Cano, so he's probably got four.
But he's, like, much worse. Like, Pujols or Cano is still good when not cheating. Pujols should cheat, right?
At this point, I don't even know why he would do that. Like,
fair.
Pujols made $27 million this year. He hit 245. He hit 19 home runs. Wow, that's more than I would have guessed.
Dingers.
Yeah, he hit 20 doubles.
That's okay. So he's got 3 years left, which is
all right.
Not awful, but those 3 years are 28, 29, and $30 million.
And he's also like... Like, this says he was born in 1980. Right, There's no fucking chance he was born in 1980.
Yeah. Was it he or somebody, like, admitted it on the sly?
It was
like,
him.
It was, like, talking about playing with another guy that's, like, 3 years younger. He's like, yeah, we grew up together. Yikes. Next year will be his 18th year of service.
I mean, Pujols, like, you talk about... Like, for the stuff we say about Jerry Rice, this is kind of what Pujols has been doing. Just, I mean, he's not even padding his stats because he's not getting them anymore. Mm-hmm. I guess in 2016, he still hit 31 home runs, which is pretty good.
That's the stat padding, yeah.
He hasn't hit a triple since 2015, or 14. 14, excuse me.
How many times he got to second, they were like, you got the green light? He's like,
Yeah, not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to get out of bed in the morning with these knees. I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just tough.
Now, he had 40 home runs in 2015.
He did, but that was now 4 years ago.
He's got, yeah, and then as soon as this is done, he starts a 10-year, $10 million personal service contract with the Angels, which I read about that. Those seem like the move.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's like basically just, they just basically just can't say anything about the Cardinals for the next 10 years when he retires. Which, again, if you're going to be $1 million a year, okay.
Yeah, no problem.
I won't say whatever you want.
Yeah, after giving, what do you get, 300?
He got, no, nah, yeah, it wasn't quite 300, but it was.
It's like 290, wasn't it?
He got, oh, he got 10 years, 240, but this was in like 2011. So 240 right. was basically 300 million.
Yeah, I mean, this Angels team, just yikes.
Like, again, that's why, it's like they're fake trying. It's like, hey, we got Pujols and we signed Ohtani. We have Mike Trout. It's like, yeah, we're going to win 76 games.
Yeah, they traded for Justin Upton. Like, they, yeah.
Like, I don't, I'm so torn. It's like if you're Trout, like, does Trout have it perfectly or does he have it horribly? Like, I can't decide. He's either got it perfectly, like, nobody knows who he is. He's still making $20 million. He's got all his winners off.
Listen, his salary was $34.8 million.
Yeah, I meant by the All-Star break, $20
million. So, yeah, he's got it just fine.
Yeah, but he's like, I might be the best ever. Nobody knows what I look like. That's kind of.
Yeah. I've yet to hear a negative here.
Again, I don't. He's a Philly guy. You know he wants to be seen. You know he doesn't. He don't want to play that background stuff.
He will be. He'll be there eventually.
You think that's his next deal?
Yeah, I do.
See, that's the one where it's like, I don't. What I want. That feels like the Heat. Like the Phillies feel like they care about baseball. Being home is always pressure.
Oh, yeah. No, they sure do. But I just, like, yeah, I don't know where else he's going to go. Well, obviously, anywhere.
Like, no, I was going to say, yeah, wherever he wants to go. That's where.
Right.
Lakers.
He just re-signs with the Angels. He's like, I think we're turning it around.
Like, again, that's, like, everybody that, like, didn't win, they hold. I won't hold it against you, like, your rookie deal and your first deal. Anything after that is fair game.
Like, they were a -1 run differential. Like, they were basically a nothing team, and they were 9 games back of Seattle.
Right, with the second best player in the league, like, on there.
Like, here's the thing. Like, Houston's still very set up to continue to be good. Like, that offense is just going to be a wagon for a while.
Yeah.
Oakland, you can never tell. They're either going to be the worst team in the league, or they're going to do exactly what they did this year and win 97 games and fizzle out in the playoffs. Like, Seattle's clearly going to be very bad for a while now, so they don't have to worry about them. But Texas won 67 games this year. Texas is one of those teams where it's like, oh, all of a sudden, like, they're not set up well right now. But it wouldn't shock me if in 2 years Texas was, like, really good. Like, I don't know of their prospects.
Yeah, I feel like they're never, like, bad for long. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So, like, they already have to worry about Houston. Oakland's a wild card every year. And then, like, Texas could be good again. You never know.
Actually, you know, I think I just stay where I am and just keep not being noticed. Yeah, he's going to go to Philly, though.
Definitely. I think he's got 2 or 3 more years left on his deal.
Let's see. He has got 2. Yeah, 2019 and 2020. And he'll be a free agent 2021 when he turns 29, just in time to get that
14 year 517 million.
And I'm like, okay, the last 13 years of that are going to be an albatross, but the first year, like, this is chaos. Chris Paul and John Wall still playing like all-star levels, and we're talking about 3 years from now they might be worthless. And Pujols signed a 10-year deal and everybody was like, come on, bud. Even Pujols was like, I know, guys, I know how it looks, but
man, I would have been thrilled if the Red Sox gave him a deal.
That deal?
No, because when I saw it, I was like, all right, that last, like, I'm okay with paying a guy like 2 years that I know he's going to stink for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, these first 4 are going to be great. The last 2 might really hurt.
Right.
You can't be paying like a guy for a half. Half is just incorrect. Clearly, like, not even half.
Clearly,
like,
they can.
40%, he was like, all right. 20%, he was still really good. The next 20%, he was still definitely a player in the major leagues. And now he's just terrible.
This year, 2018, he was a positive 0.5 war. So there's that. So when you when you pay $27 million for a guy, you hope he's half a win above replacement level.
Right. If you just took any – this is what Bill James was saying. If you took any asshole out of double A and just had him play first, he would have been as good as Albert Pujols.
Yeah. Pujols is basically half – he's 4.5 innings of a good game for you over a course of 162. He's like, I got a good 4.5 innings.
Like, when he was in St. Louis, I said, this is the best first baseman to ever play. And I still believe that based on just his St. Louis years. But, man, is this just watching a completely different player.
It is, but I think he's – I was going to say he has to start going for homers. I think he stinks now. He can't really go for too much of anything. But if it's like, well, you know, his Angels tenure, he did make 4 All-Stars and hit 300 home runs. Like, he batted 211 the entire time, but he's playing for counting numbers though. Like, he's got his rings, he's got his award. Does he have 600 home runs yet? He's got to.
No, he doesn't.
He's got to be close at least.
I'm sorry, he's got 633.
Okay, I was gonna say he's got to be close. So he's 3 years left of that deal.
There's no way he gets to 700.
How many did he hit this year?
19. He has to hit 30. He has to hit like 33 a year.
But if he just goes all in, it's like, this is the only thing that I want. Like, I'm no longer trying to even pretend to be like a position player.
He's had 1 year in LA where he's hit more than 33 home runs. That's it.
And that was the year he hit 40, right?
Correct.
Okay, so 33 and 40. So say he hits these last 3 years, he's going to hit 25. He'll hit 75. And he'll sign 1 year to go get the
2.
Yeah.
Or no, he would already. No, 65.
He got 633 or 623?
33.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, I kind of think he gets it, man.
I can't imagine.
Do you think he retires with it? Or you think like he never gets 700?
He's never going to get 700. I mean, my math was wrong. He doesn't need to get 33 a year, but even still.
Man, oh man. I don't just because he already has the contract.
It's like playing for his next deal.
Yeah, he's like, let me go ahead and hit 35 dingers so the Reds give me like 2 years.
He had a 289 on base percentage, man, like this guy.
Okay, so better than 279.
This hurts me to look at.
You know, these numbers are very hurtful.
Yeah, no, I don't care for this. I don't care for this one bit.
If you take only his Cardinals, I think you could argue it's the best decade ever.
I have argued that. He's fucking incredible. He was top three in MVP all of those years, I believe.
Yeah, he's also winning, like, gold gloves. Like, that's the thing.
Correct.
I know it's still first, but...
Yeah, he played a little third and left.
Yeah, it's where he was getting the triple play. He's made one All-Star team since he's been... That's what kind of hurt. Because it's like, you're a big name. You should... I feel like they'll give me a couple.
I told you how shitty LA Angels fans are. They're not even voting for their guy.
Man, oh man. Wait, okay, so how many? The last 3 years, I want to see how many home runs. The last 3 years, he's had 73 home runs.
And they've trended down every year.
That's what I'm saying. So I think over these next three, I'm telling you, he's going to hit about 60, and then one year, $10 million, his DH is for, like, the White Sox, just to get, like, I think he finishes. It's going to be disgusting. It's going to be absolutely disgusting.
I mean, trust, I would love, if Pujols hit 700, I'd be thrilled, because there was a pace. I mean, when he was younger in St. Louis, I believe he was on pace for, like, 868 or something ungodly. And obviously that was never going to come to fruition, but I would love, I would personally be thrilled if he hit 700. I just don't know if he can do it.
Yeah, now, from 21 to 30, the first 10 years of his career, he hit 408 home runs. Like, just a solid, just a smooth 40 every year.
So he's hit 200 in the last 10?
Not great. Hasn't been 10, though.
No, it hasn't.
In the last eight years, he's hit 225.
I mean, which is great for most human beings to have ever walked the face of the earth.
Correct. It's 28 a season, though. As bad as he's been, he's hit 28 dingers a season. I think he doesn't get it with the Angels, but I do think he's... Because, like, he plays those years... Nobody wants... You don't want to retire at, like, 696.
No. No, you sure don't.
That's why I think he'll... Against what we did last year, he's going to bat, like, 189 for the Oakland A's, playing DH.
The A's would never – this is the last player who would end up on the Oakland A's.
He steals a couple bases, and they're like, maybe he still got it. But
yikes.
Oof. I think he finishes with. This is how you know RBIs mean nothing. He's hit 100 RBIs four times since he's been with and another time he hit 95.
Trout scored all of those runs?
Every single one. He hit 40 home runs and had 95 RBIs. That tells you how little he was doing away from the dingers.
What a depressing. We usually end episodes on depressing things, but this has got me down the worst out of any of them.
Yeah, I'm down real bad now.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. I just.
God damn.
3 years is such a long time, Doug. Like, just for had that. It's like we have to pay you anyway.
That's like 400, 500 games.
It's literally 500 games.
Oh, my God, dude.
28. So he'll be making $87 million over those next three, which is, I mean, he'd be the highest paid quarterback for sure. He'd be a moderately paid power forward.
He might be better at quarterback right now than baseball.
Are you kidding? That guy hit 18 dingers last year. You're looking at the wrong thing.
Friend, it was 19.
My bad. What if, I don't know. If he's really 42, then 19 is very impressive.
I don't yeah, he's basically Julio Franco. Like, I don't disagree, but it's, what's crazy is while we're talking about this, I would rather have Pujols for his next three than fucking Miguel Cabrera for his next, like, six or whatever his deal is.
Oh, yeah, no, I do remember he got one of the.
I mean, he deserved it.
For sure. Again, that's the thing they all do, but every single one of them is like, come on, man.
They just don't work. Even A-Rod's probably came the closest to working.
Yeah. If nothing else, he produced.
Right. And I think it helped that he also had to, like, was forced to sit out an entire year because of steroids.
Listen, the best thing that could happen for Pujols is he has to, like, sit out all of next year.
I'm sure he agrees.
He just rests his old bones and come back to hit 225 his last. Let's see. Oh, you want to guess? You want to take a stab at what year Cabrera's ends?
2023.
You wish. 2025.
Oh
shit. I'm like, next year 32. Then the last 2 years when he's 41 and 42, it's 30. Well, this says a $30 million vesting option. The option vests if he finishes in top 10 of MVP when he's 41 or 42.
Let me tell you what's not going to happen.
So I don't know how much he makes. I don't know, do those years just not count? Like, he's going to make something.
Yeah, no, he just becomes a free agent. It doesn't get picked up.
Hmm.
So it ends, what, 2024 then?
Going into 20. When he's a spry 40.
Dude, Miguel Cabrera has been in the MLB since he was like 11. Like,
this guy has 89 years of service time. What? Are his numbers like Pujols bad yet? Let's have a look. They can't be bad yet.
He couldn't even, like, walk last year.
Hit 300.
For how many games?
38. Same as Pujols now. I think, last year, the last year he played 150, he hit 38 home runs and OPS 956.
Listen, Miguel Cabrera is another guy I love unconditionally. Last year was tough. Real tough.
The thing, like, he's had down and then, like, he had 25 home runs in 18 and then 38. So I think he's got one more bounce back. I don't think he has five more years of bounce back. But what if he did, like, just, I don't, like, guys that can rake, I just don't think they ever lose it. So, like, the year before that option vest, he just goes full-time. He's just raking. He just finishes ninth in MVP and gets that 30 mil.
Listen, Miguel Cabrera might be, and I say this as, like, one of the biggest Manny Ramirez fans on earth, he might be the best right-handed hitter of all time, other than Pujols. At least Pujols kept the weight off. You know what I mean? Like, he's just old. He's not fat. He's just
I think that's what makes it worse, because it's like Pujols, like, is very serious about his craft. I feel like he still probably shows up an hour and a half early to just butcher the field.
Miggy was never. We've seen him grow up from just like a young, fresh faced
from
teen
a baby
to just what he is now, and I mean, he had fucking 22 RBIs last year. Like, he had three home runs. Like, what are we talking about?
He was hurt. He's not going to be hurt this year.
He's definitely going to be hurt this year.
They got him. How much do you think they got him listed at weight?
They probably got him at like 230.
It says 6'4", 249. Which,
yeah, that
that last year as a Marlin, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be 260.
Oh, man, listen, when they used to list, like, Ortiz and Manny at, like, 220 and 225, I was like, come on, buddy. Like, come again, like both of those guys. I've loved Manny forever.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't been 220 since Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. His dreads alone were, like, 40 pounds.
Right, and, like, it's fine. Like, just say they weigh like, they're still raking either way. It doesn't matter.
Right, yeah, I don't give a shit. If they're still producing, like, especially Ortiz. Ortiz is literally just hitting.
Yeah, so what's the, like, yeah, he's a svelte 225. Okay, Dave. Okay.
What a depressing ass ending.
Ortiz, and this is the last thing before we, Ortiz, like, he didn't go down that bad. Like, he got out before.
No, no, he was a monster his last year.
That's what I'm saying, but he, like, did he ever have, like, the slight decline, or he was just like, nope, I'm not even taking a chance?
I think when he was 36.
Let's see. Well, he didn't make the All-Star team at 38 and 39, so maybe he stuck then.
Yeah, no, I was furious about both of those things. Although the Red Sox sucked those years, I'm pretty sure.
He finished with 541, which is, I guess, feels. I guess he got a late start, though.
Yeah, Minnesota relatively didn't play him.
Yeah. Well, wasn't he playing, like, shortstop or something?
No.
He's just Ben Wallace, that everybody just plays him out of position.
Let's see, one of these years, because what the Red Sox, so in 2012, he played 90 games, he was hurt, he got 23 home runs. The year before that, 2011, he played 146 and only hit 29, didn't get 100 RBIs in either of those years.
Yuck. You know who was getting 100 RBIs? Albie Pujols.
And then he hit 30 in 2013, the year we won the World Series, 103 RBI, hit 309. Nope. Was batting average. Yeah, 309. Mm-hmm. And then he hit 35 and 37 and then 38 and led the league in doubles when he was 40 and retired.
Yeah, no, he looked over, saw Pujols, was like, no, sir. He's like, yeah, I was in elementary school with that kid.
I mean, Ortiz could barely, like, his feet and ankles were so bad, he could barely, like get up when he, and it's like, if it were, like, a 16-game slate, like, I'm sure he'd still be out there, but it's literally 10 times longer than that.
See, that's but it's like, if you put him out, like, the guys that can rake never lose it. That's why it's like, I don't know, man. Maybe Cabrera wins MVP at 46.
Listen, he still takes batting practice. Like, Ortiz takes batting. He posted a video the other day taking batting practice.
Just in case. That's, it's like Dirk could go out there and get buckets. It's just like,
right.
He just can't go out there and do it tomorrow night again. Like, he can't do four games in five nights.
Right.
But Pujols getting 700, man.
And Ortiz, like, what the Red Sox did with him, which I always hated, and he very publicly hated.
N-word.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he wasn't a fan. But from, I want to say it was from, actually, I can probably look up his contracts here. But for most of the latter half of his career, he was just on one-year deals.
Like, by design? By his design? Or, like, the team?
Not by his design. He was
I can see the other way. It's like, okay, like, just keep paying. Like, I'm Aaron Rodgers taking 1 year. Like, you're just going to have to keep paying me. And if not, somebody will.
I mean, he was only getting.
Oh, he made, like, peanuts on the dollar, man. This guy.
He did.
He didn't even play baseball.
Yeah, no. I mean,
he never made $20 million. Now, why are we even talking? Close the show out, man.
Because when we got him and when Pedro signed him in 2003, we got him for nothing. Just absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and then they cut him or designate him for assignment or something?
Yeah, Minnesota just released him. And luckily, Pedro and Ortiz were both in the Dominican when it happened. And Pedro was like, I got you. And he just called Theo Epstein. He was like, hey, I know we've got a first baseman. I know we're thinking about using this guy at DH. I've got the guy for you. We're going to sign him for nothing. And trust me. And Theo was like, all right.
Okay.
It worked out, I would argue. Yeah. Was it? It might have even been Duquette's last year. I don't even know if it was Theo yet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's been around for a minute.
Because we signed him in 2003. I can't remember. Theo had to have been there in 2003. There's no way he got there in 2004 and we just won immediately. So, yeah, it was Theo. But So Pedro made that signing, and I guess that was a 1-2-3-4-year deal, because then all of a sudden he starts making $13 million. So I'm guessing he re-signed before 07. And I
think that's way too low.
You go, yeah, still a terribly small deal. And then it looks like 2011 he signed a one. Maybe that was a, his last – I think he got a 2-year deal then.
Okay.
And then 13, 14, 15, and 16 are all 1 year. Maybe the last two were also – I think we just signed him to 232. But, yeah, no, he was always like, why am I constantly – my contract expiring? Like, what the fuck?
See, I kind of don't hate it, though.
If he were getting more money, it would have been different.
Like, it's – like, what's Bryce Harper, 28, 26, if that?
Oh, I think he's 26.
And he's unrestricted, right?
He might. Oh, yeah, super unrestricted.
Like, why would he sign a 10-year? Like, I know he probably will.
Well, if I were him, I'd sign, like, a 3.
I was going to say 5. Like, let me hit free agency again at, like, 30, 31, then I'll sign my
give-it-up deal. If he signed a 3 and then a 10 or an 8, like, I think that's the move.
I think he could do, like, a 5 and then a 10, dude. If Robinson Cano signed a 10-year at 31, you think Bryce Harper won't be able to?
I think it just – I mean, this year he hit, what, 249? Yeah, I don't know. Cano wasn't doing that.
Counterpoint. He's white.
Yeah, true.
Just something to consider.
Mm-hmm. It's taken into consideration.
Like Trout, too. Like, if I – yeah, like, I'd sign, like, a 3-, 4-, 5-year deal, and then that last – wait, I don't know if I'd want to stay 10 years anywhere.
They're so untradeable. Like, you have to give up literally an all-star to trade you away.
And $20 million.
And I know Mets fans are going to be like, no, we gave up this prospect back. Like, they have shitty names. Like, they're just named not good things. Like, none of those guys are going to be stars, especially in Seattle. Like, you gave up nothing to get this closer, and you just have to pay Robinson Cano. I think the Mets are on a hook for giving him, like, $11 million a year over these last 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that feels like if it's the Mets, it's like, oh, hell yes. Like, why not?
Right. I mean, they're going to have
$11 million in production.
They're going to have to play him at first. The one thing I don't like about this for the Mets is they do play in the National League, so they have to play him in the field. That feels like it's a disaster waiting to happen.
Was he just DHing last year full-time?
I'm going to be quite honest with everyone. I wasn't watching a lot of Mariners games, considering they were bad.
You son of a bitch.
So I don't know what he was specifically playing. I think he was still out in the field. They have him listed on Yahoo as a DH and a DH only, so...
Let's see. Now, yeah, he played some shit. Okay, played most of his games at second.
Mm-hmm.
Played some at first, 2 at third, and 2 at DH. So mostly in the field, yeah.
Okay. But I don't know how he's going to look at the field at 39.
Oh, you know how he's going to look.
Yeah, real bad.
Well, that's when they'll just flip him to, like, Tampa Bay or something and give them $20 million, and that's just how this works.
That feels like a thing Tampa would do.
Yeah, that's how those all work. We've seen all this before. Are you sure they're going to pay Dak Prescott? Yes. Andy Dalton got paid. Dak Prescott's going to get paid.
Robinson Cano definitely has not played his last game for the Yankees.
Okay, you think it happens, let's see, over under 2020?
I think 2020 is probably like what I'm thinking.
The year.
No, 2021. 2021. I keep thinking it's 2017. It isn't.
Sure isn't, no.
No. So, yeah, I'll say 2021. So, over.
I could see that.
Someone's going to get hurt, and, like, at the trade deadline, they're like, you know, we just need a lefty bat. We got that short porch.
Bring Robbie back home.
Yeah.
I'll say this. He does have the thing, like, Pujols look exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
I would never get, if you asked me, I would have been like, what's Cano, what, 29, 30? No, very much 36. What's that kid? What's he up to?
Listen, when you have $240 million, you can look super young at 36. I'll tell you that much.
Fact. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, no, I wish I was substantially better at baseball.
What a great and also terrible sport.
Yeah, no, it's crazy to me. It's like, yeah, no, the attendance is down. Bryce Harper gets $400 million. Like, what are we talking about? How did that happen?
It's all those TV deals, man.
I guess, but
it's like every city, like, that's why you can watch them locally. all 30 or 32 teams, whatever, just have multi-million dollar deals. They have all their games on all the. I was like, that's where this money's coming from.
Yeah, I get it. It's crazy. Because
it's like there's nobody in the stands. Nobody's talking about baseball. But yeah, it's these TV deals. I was like, okay, makes sense. People want to watch 162 games of the Braves, whether they win 90 games or 60 games.
Listen, I was on a duck boat for the Red Sox this year.
You?
I probably watched 110, including the playoffs.
Yuck. I think I watched about four.
Which is, I feel like both those numbers are high for both of us.
Correct. Career high. Career years for both of us.
Like when I lived in Boston, it was much easier, so I would watch right. a lot more.
Yeah.
And baseball, I'll still say, is the best sport for tweeting because you could, like, you just have to look up every 30 seconds. Like, that's what I mean. You can look down, do whatever the hell else you need to do. It's perfect background. It translates the best out of any sport from radio.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I prefer a baseball game called on the radio than to TV.
Yeah, like I said, in the car, I love it. Like when I have to like make like a long drive, it's like, oh, there's a nice like July Saturday afternoon Red Sox game. Like, perfect. Mm. I'll throw that on in the car. But I mean, I like Jared watches all 162 and then he watches other teams on top of that. Like, that's
chaos.
Yeah, absolute chaos. Like, he's got like seven games on at a time. It's like, all right, dude, what are you doing?
No, that's, I watched like two innings of the World Series. Like, wow, I'm all baseballed out.
You were at Astros Red Sox
game one, and it was like the third inning. I was like, I'm getting a little antsy. I'm gonna go find a whole pizza. I'm gonna stretch my legs. I'm like, Chris Sale's throwing. Yeah, I'll be back. Yeah,
it was Sale Verlander. You're like,
I remember Verlander with the Tigers. Yeah, I'll be back.
So, yeah, we all know how this is gonna play out.
Come on.
But thank you again to Charles Peanut Tillman, who was just simply a delight.
Big fan.
Rest in peace, Tom.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yes.
Car Cares Fund for Flint. Smash that donation button, please and thank you.
Please, please, please.
And we'll be back later this week.
See you.
Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Gigi Gatos. Gigi Gatos. Gigi Gatos. Gigi Claus. It's taco time. Twas the night before Christmas. I'm sleigh riding. Got that gap beside me, so don't try me. Tiny Tim was 2K, he was good all year. His mama got a bet he can see her taco from the rear. Mrs. Claus gon' be okay, she won't shed a tear. She know Gigi like to play, I've been good all year. Getting no Z on the loud for an Xbox One. Take a pull, this shit, wiggle. Drop off the sack, it's Asa Luego. Talk all time, you call me Pedro. Isabella, she call it the Yako. Get off her shit, it's okay though. Gigi, bad bitch on my lap, telling me her Christmas list. She gon' get everything she wants, hope she wants this dick. Order 40s by the crate, call me Nucky North Pole. Jordan Force on the boardwalk, Mikey Sorrentino. Drop off these presents, then it's taco time. Throw a bitch out for the glass, reverse dunking my balls up for taco, man. Reverse dunking my balls up for taco, man. Throw a bitch off the glass and dunk my balls in a taco, man. It's taco time. It's yako time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Taco, taco. It's taco time. Taco, 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 taco time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco.
We on a building, but y'all act like you don't know. It's Gigi Claus and Young Rudolph Ho. And we for the kids, but we love these new thoughts more. I seen Gigi reverse 3. yo dame fine. He'll grab the reins, make me change flight and take a straight line to your girl house, unwrapping your girl blouse and do mic and drills all night inside your girl mouth. Flying around the world of you from the top of seven. Geechee break him off. I'll take a sloppy second. I ain't a choosy deer. Show me them boobies, dear. Quit frontin', I know which list had you this year. Waited all evening, taco so good it don't even need seasoning. And once the sun is down, the chimney ain't the only thing we coming down. Yo, fupa gon' be my chalupa. Stuff my balls in your taco, say booyah, booyah. I once saw Geechee snatch a 6'4" dude with a beard's hoe. Toss her off the backboard, dunks this guy's hoe on him. Shatters the backboard, pieces of glass go everywhere, it's in the taco. Very dangerous situation, supremely disrespectful. I come through on the baseline, 720, whole arm in the taco like Vince Carter, I'm just hanging there. People like,
is it the shoes?
Nah, bitch, is it the hooves? Reindeers don't wear shoes,
Claus,
idiot.
Got them hoes, fuck nigga, you know. Why you standing under mistletoe with a bitch built like a pot roast? Said your bitch built like a pot roast. Tongue all in a throat. Damn, that's a big hoe. Goddamn, nigga, that's a big hoe.
Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco. Taco, taco, it's taco time. Taco, 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 taco time. Fucking with these hoes once I leave the North Pole. Playing with that taco like my name is Paco.